participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Happy Thanksgiving, the Don and Mike Show.
Happy f***ing Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Rob and the boy come over on Saturday,
right?
Because you know I like seeing them, and I'm alone now. You know that whole thing of me, you know. So anyway, they come over. And it's going to be some nice times, and I'm ready, and I've got the house ready for Robert. I did not realize how on the friggin' go this kid is.
Oh yeah.
Now your boy. I know you like saying Julius is smart and Robert is strong.
Isn't he strong though?
Not only is he strong. He's like a ping pong ball. Here is the rotation that we worked up, and then I'm going to get to Rob being parent of the year.
Again?
The rotation is, come over to the house, sit down, he wants to watch a Batman DVD.
Okay.
He's Uncle Don, watch Batman DVD, Batman DVD, Batman DVD. Great. Then it was, Uncle Don, want to go downstairs, play with the ball. Because we got those big exercise balls downstairs.
Yeah, right.
Loves playing with those. Then it was, Uncle Don, want to go play the drums.
Right.
So then he would sit down and play the drums. Mm-hmm. They would hurt his ears.
Yes.
Right. And then he would scream, no, 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 no. Then the cycle would start all over again.
Right.
Want to go back upstairs.
Go back to the DVD.
Want to watch DVD.
Uh-huh.
So seriously, for 2 hours, I'm spending spending the day following Robert as he runs all over the house.
I was letting you do most of the running. I was trailing behind. I had done a
lumbering
lot of,
behind.
I had done a lot of chasing already.
Right, sure.
So I let him take the lion's share of it.
Now, this is where I think that my influence as the godfather may help a little bit.
Okay.
When we went outside to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, through no fault of your own.
Right.
You know, it's certainly, Jesus Christ, I'm not the world's greatest athlete,
mm-hmm.
but compared to you, I am.
Right, you are.
Compared to you,
Carl Lewis.
I'm Mark Spitz. I'm Michael Vick.
That's right. All of us.
You name. I'm Jesse Owens.
Right.
Right.
I'm the greatest of all time.
I'm Lionel Barrymore.
The greatest of all time.
I don't know if you heard what your boy said.
What?
He said, "Do you want to go out and play basketball?" He said, "Yes, yes." Yeah, he was so excited.
Yeah.
Ran outside. I brought out the basketball. He said, "Oh, it's a pumpkin."
Sort of.
And I said, "No, it's a basketball."
And I said, "Son, you can't make a pie out of that."
And I thought he was being goofy,
right?
And I believe it was his first actual experience
touching a ball played in a male sport.
Yes, and mm-hmm. and then
he's excellent at trivia, though.
Very, sure. Very awkward with Rob when
he can do charades.
He can.
Even at this young age.
He's parlor games.
He's going to let her in theater.
Now, keep in mind, like I said, I ain't no athlete, but I'm just out there dribbling a little bit, like going to Robert. Okay, watch. So you bounce, and then you go. You shoot.
Right.
You shoot, and then Rob picked him up. I swear to God, I almost thought you were going to throw him as well as the ball, because you had Robert up
on... I had him as high as I could go, and that really put him probably within, 12 inches of the basket, right?
However, Robert just could not get there, and to see the struggle on Rob, almost like a guy... You know when they have the...
Come on there, Robert.
You know when they...
You can do that.
You ever seen that stuff on ESPN where they have, like, the guys...
Yeah.
They're trying to hold up.
When they're doing the clean and jerk.
Yeah.
Right.
And their arms... And
sometimes they break their arms when they're doing...
Their arms are going like this. And their legs are like...
You can do it, Rob.
Well, that's what it's like.
He was clean. I was the jerk.
And also, the great thing about a three-year-old, and the great thing about Robert, your son, is that, like all of them, he says just what's on his mind.
Yeah. Right.
We were down in the basement. We were playing again this thing. We go from room to room to room to room. He loves running around. Let's do this. Let's do this. At one point, he says, when we were downstairs, he said, "Daddy, go away," or...
Yeah, "Daddy, go away." Mm-hmm. "Daddy, leave me alone." "Daddy, go away."
Wow.
I said, I get it a lot.
I said to him, I said, "No, you don't really want Daddy to go away." He said, "Yes, I do."
Yeah. And I mean, really, he does occasionally get that way.
Right.
You got to see a really nice 2 hour slide into nap time.
Oh.
And it started, I mean, he really was his sparkly and most charming and winning when we got there.
Right.
And by the time, you know, it got to "Daddy, go away," I said, "Oh, we've turned a corner."
Yeah.
But the way to handle it is to leave him alone and
right.
then, like, come back to the room and knock and make a get, "Can I come in?" And by that time, he's laughing
and
still saying, "No, don't come in."
And I know that he's just overtired because he has been like the Tasmanian devil.
Yeah.
All he's done is... Run, he's been outside with the dogs, running with the dogs, playing catch with the dogs.
Oh, that's great.
So we have our good time, and Robert is starting to hit the wall, and Rob and I are standing outside, and Robert says, "I want to drive the car." Now, Rob's got his Caprice over, and it's in the parking. It's in the parking, you know, spot in front of the house.
Right.
And not thinking anything about it. This is where Rob is, truly, the father of the year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
His three-year-old son is behind the wheel of the Chevrolet Caprice.
What could go wrong?
And
a 350 horsepower death machine.
And I hear from inside the car, I'm talking to Rob, I hear Robert going, "Won't go, won't go, won't go, won't go, won't go." And I'm thinking how very cute this is.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I swear on Frida's grave, I walk up, Robert is pulling as hard as he can to get the gear shifter to go into drive, and in his other hand, he's holding the ignition key,
wow,
which he is trying to reinsert into the ignition.
You've not had a young kid for a while, and you know that's five steps away from concern. If the key gets
how
in
close
the
are you to him when this? Are you outside of the car?
Oh, he's an eye shot.
Yeah, I mean, Rob and I are like on the front porch.
Don't you read the news? You know those things happen all the time. Like, I mean,
yeah, to other people.
He could be on the Beltway for all you know.
He'd still be a better driver.
But he actually, now he is three now.
Yes.
So he obviously knows where the gear shift is. So he knows how to make it go. Doesn't know that you probably have to pull it in and pull it down.
Yeah, I would feel a lot more comfortable if he had been in a car with a manual transmission.
But he was pulling on that baby.
Right.
That was what go, 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 go. And then
you turn away for a second, all of a sudden you hear the engine turn over.
No.
I gotta go now into the woods.
Right as I walk up, I see him, and he is so obvious. What's so great about Robert and all kids that age is that, you know, they don't hide anything.
Right.
It's so obvious. He's just staring. He's sitting in Rob's seat in the car, and he's staring at the key, and he is trying to figure out how to insert the key into the engine of the car.
Mm-hmm. You know, you got to realize those little eyes will be on you at some point. When he gets really frustrated, he will process the fact that, let me see how Daddy does
that's
this.
Right. Yeah. You know, he's twice almost killed me in the golf cart. My father has a golf cart at his beach house because it's one of those gated community type deals because he's so rich. And, you know, on a golf cart where you put the brake down and then there's like a lock.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
So I had it.
Smash it down.
I had it locked and I thought I'm fine. And we're driving around and having a good time and I'm locked and talking to some people and he just comes off the seat in one fluid motion and all of his weight, both feet on the accelerator.
He's very strong.
The brake.
We'll see, the accelerator will pop off the emergency brake.
This I see.
There
and so
go.
The brake pops and the car's in reverse and we're gone.
Beware.
It's seriously like 200 yards before I'm able to stop.
And the last thing I'll say about Robert that cracked me up, of course he's going through all of the DVD drawers in my house trying to find the movies that he wants to watch.
Right.
Andrew Blake.
He didn't stumble on the Buzz drawer, did he?
I don't know if you noticed. There was some of Buzz's choices were in there, but they're interspersed with all the other stuff.
Right.
So he finds Spaceballs. Not a dirty one.
Mel Brooks.
The real one.
Right.
The Mel Brooks movie.
Yeah.
Rob says to me, under his breath.
That one's called Space Nuts, incidentally.
Rob says, "Oh, I wish he hadn't found that. Jesus Christ. We just got that at home. He watched it 5 times yesterday."
Wow. I mean, really, like, he'll loop it. He has a DVD player in his room, and every time I go in, it will have been started over.
So,
wow.
So we get into this conversation where he says, you know, "Uncle Don, want to watch Spaceballs?" I said, no, your daddy says you watched it 5 times yesterday. You know, let's do something else. Let's,
different, yeah.
Let's go back downstairs. So, let's fast forward to 2 hours now. Robert really has hit the wall.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the back seat of the car.
Strapped in.
This is after he's been playing with the key and with the gear shift.
Now, he's also putting up a bit of a fuss with Rob because he doesn't want to sit in his car seat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's like, no, no, no. I want to sit in the other seat, the other seat, the other seat. So Rob...
Parents will know he's to the mode that when you... You know how a kid can somehow magically triple its weight?
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you try to
yeah.
pick it up, he's to that mode.
Weight, right.
And he's slipping and everything. And he says, no, no, no. And I'm like...
Triple his weight.
So what shall we do then? And mm-hmm. then, you know, what it's in, he says... I'll sit in Julia's seat. Well, they're roughly the same size, so actually...
So that worked?
It worked
so,
out. Right.
So Rob gets Robert in Julia's car seat,
mm-hmm.
and Rob is saying goodbye to my dogs, and I'm leaning inside the car, and Robert is being very sweet to me, very affectionate, which is great about him.
That's nice.
Saying, you know, I miss you on the dawn, see you next week. I said, great, see you next week. He said, when I come over next week, we'll baseball. And I thought, wow, this is a breakthrough. I mean, the kid didn't know what a basketball was. We tried to play with a football. I said, yes, Robert, anytime you want to play baseball, you come over with me and play baseball. He said, no, Uncle Don. No, Uncle Don. And I went, I mean, really, he was screaming like that. I said,
that's how he gets so frustrated.
I said, no, no, no. If you want to play baseball, I said, I don't care if it's baseball, basketball, whatever. He said, no, Uncle Don. And I went, what? What's the... He said, DVD. Space Balls.
Ah,
that he wanted to make sure that the next time he came over, we watched Space Balls.
So he is really moving towards those kind of activities.
Yeah, and
the same ones that you enjoy.
Exactly.
Mel Brooks comedy.
The child loves
Mel
Brooks.
Why throw a ball outside when you can, you know, enjoy the indoors?
I have video of people throwing balls. It's fine.
Yeah, you know, when he gets to be a certain age, you can put on the natural. That'll be fine.
That'll be good.
No problem at all.
I advise, though, when we come over next time, get past the menu, because he's not patient. He's just going to want to hit play.
Oh, no, that's true.
Not a patient point.
The continuous loop.
But it was a nice visit, and thank you for wearing him out, because you were after him like crazy for 2 hours.
I love your kids. I love him especially. He's the greatest.
I wonder if he's going to be a good drummer. Is it good drumming technique to squint and every time you hit the drum?
You bet, yes.
Well, okay, that's...
Yeah, you contort your face, that means you've got a natural ability
for
it.
Here's the thing. If you remember a couple of times that we were down there with him, he could actually do... Using the snare and the floor tom-tom, he could actually, I would say, when Robert do like this, bum, 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 mm-hmm. on the cymbal.
Mm-hmm.
And he would do it.
He would.
Yeah. He would do it, and then he would scream.
Right, too loud.
Too loud.
And also,
too loud!
It's the thing that I love. And I used to hate this when my kid would do it. Like when I mentioned that Robert said, Daddy, get out of here.
Right.
My kid would do that to me, too.
Right.
Okay? Because he's over at my house, and he's showing off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
right.
There are two sets of drumsticks down by my drum set. At one point, Robert is sitting behind the drums and he's just playing with a snare. And Rob goes to just pick up the other set of drumsticks. And Robert sets his down and says, no, Daddy. No, Daddy.
He's playing.
Those are Uncle Don's sticks.
Oh, very nice.
Now, I said, I'm standing across the room. I said, hey, Robert, it's okay, you're playing. No, 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 no. He takes the sticks out of Rob's hands,
mm-hmm.
walks all the way around, puts them in my hands,
yes.
goes back, sits back behind the drums again,
right.
starts playing again.
You know, you're going to get to a point where he's not going to want to come back with you after that.
I tried to leave him behind this time, but no takers there. But he's a good boy.
He's a sweet boy. And I do mean this as a compliment. He is your son.
Yeah.
Very much
there
so.
Is no. I mean, I'm kidding about the crap with the ball and everything.
But it's true.
You mean he drank Beck's beer? He will.
Yes, he will.
Jesus.
He does not like domestic. He drinks only German milk.
German milk. Imported from Germany. Yeah, the freshness day comes up a little quicker, but it's worth it.
No, he is.
Only from German cows.
He is a good boy, but I see a lot of me in him, and mm-hmm. when we put on a DVD and he watches the same cartoon 30, 40 times, committing every gag to memory, I said, that's my boy.
Did he break anything when he was over there?
I don't think he did.
I don't think he's pretty good with that. He's pretty good with asking, can I touch this? And of course, because I'm so grown up, it's like, Uncle Don, where's your Batmobile?
Right.
Uncle Don, where's the Batman doll?
Like an amusement park.
Yeah, your house is like porn for three-year-olds.
I actually thought of you when I was watching the 40-year-old virgin, because he did have all those those collectibles that were in there, and especially when they took out Spider-Man. Spider-Man was there. But you don't have the Spider-Man doll, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No Spider-Man dolls.
Yeah, and I hope you notice that I do have my line of generosity with Robert.
I saw it. I have the same line.
Now, for instance, we're upstairs where I'm showing him the fantastic job that a mutual friend of ours is doing, ruining my computer system at home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to piss the guy off.
No.
The problem was I was having a problem with the printer.
Uh-huh.
The guy comes over and says, oh, Frida had the whole network set up, and now you've done something to terribly screw everything up. And he just pretty much took everything that I had and left and said he would be back, I guess, tomorrow, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I brought Rob up to the computer room, and I said, hey, you want to see what great work Mike and the guy I'm talking about is?
Yeah, I knew that. I was going to jump in with that.
I open up the cabinet, and I go to Rob, the computer, I say, look at this. Look how he left this. Look at this crap he left this in. Now, keep in mind, Robert's running around upstairs in my computer room, and I have a book that I had when I was a boy of a bunch of Batman comics that were put in the regular book form.
Bound, yes.
Right, bound. The thing is like 30 years old.
Right. Wow.
So I give it to Robert, and he's like, oh, thank you, Uncle Don. Thank you. Will you read this to me? And I said, yeah, sure. Anytime you want it. You know, or Daddy, Mommy, read it with you. And then he said, what's that up there? And there was one of my many Batman collectibles. This would be a... we'll be just flat square out honest, to quote Joe Theismann. It is my limited edition Michael Keaton as Batman, first edition Batman doll, circa 1989. Baby's about 13 inches tall. It's in pristine condition.
Is it in the box?
It's not in the box.
Oh, it's right. Not in the box.
It's not in the box.
Because you're never going to sell it.
But I do like it.
Yeah.
And Robert could not stop looking at it.
Right.
And as much as I love that boy, and he was making a play for it.
Yeah, and he started sweet, and then he went direct.
Yeah, because at first he's like, oh, Uncle Don, that's nice Batman.
What's that?
I said, oh, Robert, that's Batman. Can I see, please? And, you know, he's very good also with the please.
Yeah, well,
that's
good.
Sure, absolutely, Robert, give it down. And then I said, okay, time to put it back now. And he, like this, with his arms around it, he said, like the G.I. Joe size. He goes,
right.
No, can I take this home, please?
Ooh.
Can I please have this? Uncle Don, please? Please, can I have this?
Wow.
I'm like, no. This is where I feel like an ass.
Right.
No, Robert. I need my Batman doll back.
That is a very difficult position for an adult to be in. I mean, for adults that have collectible toys, it is
F you.
Yeah, I don't let him play with
how's your acid reflux, Mike? I'm sorry. That's the only thing I can come back with right now. I'm sorry.
It's hanging in there.
Oh, and then just one more thing about my kid, about Bart.
Yes.
I get a call, I don't know, maybe 1:30 a.m. Saturday night, Sunday morning. He's obviously at a party. And I know that he went to the game on Saturday. Big Clemson victory over Florida State.
Clemson's having a pretty good year.
Yep. They're, as they like saying now, bowl eligible.
Right.
All right. I got a news for you. I'm going to be bowl eligible at about 7 o'clock tonight, and also tomorrow morning at about 7 a.m.
Regular as rain.
Like clockwork.
Anyway, it's a gigantic win for the Clemson Tigers. And I get the call at 1:30 a.m., and he's at a party that's obviously, it's a kegger or, you know, animal house, whatever.
Right.
He doesn't sound wasted, so I'm happy to begin with.
Sure.
He says, Dad? I say, yeah. He said, are you awake? I said, you know, come on. It's 1:30.
Oh,
you know, the doctor has had to prescribe elephant pills for me to be able to get to sleep.
That's got
to
be tough when you take those and you get awakened
really
to bed.
Groggy, yeah.
But those Liberace's, whatever they're called, those Lufthansa?
Lunesta.
They were
the butterfly.
Yeah. They were great. So I say, is there a problem? And he says, no, but Dad, there's a guy that you got to talk to. He's a little drunk, but he's a real big fan of the show. Mm. So I think, what the hell? You know, okay, this is nice. And I hear it. Now, all I hear in the background is like music and 8,000 kids. And I'm picturing really just the crappiest frat house in the world. And the smell of sex and beer.
Everything.
Beer. Anyway, this is what I hear. And I say,
wow.
Hello. And I'm like, I'm wanting to kill my kid at this point. I'm like, you know, don't do this to me. I say, yeah, hi.
I love the elephant show. I wish you all down here. Your son's really great.
I said, Well, that, it's wonderful to speak with. This kid just was like three sheets to the wind.
Of course.
So, but hold on. Here's the payoff. I say, well, it's very nice to talk to you. He said to Bart, who the frig was that? And he said, Dad, that's the guy that won $1 million at the game today.
Wow.
And they had a contest.
Was this one of those field goal contests?
Tougher than that, Mike.
Really?
Imagine like the circus carnival thing. Now, the guy was on the 25-yard line.
Okay.
There's a big piece of wood.
Yeah.
And there was a hole just big enough to get a football through. I mean...
At the end zone line?
Yeah. You could get Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Mike Vick, Donovan McNabb. I guarantee you, these guys couldn't get 2 out of 10. And I know this because I saw the replay on SportsCenter then on Sunday morning.
Right.
The kid, he's not a kid, he's a graduate of Clemson.
No.
Goes back like it's nothing. He's at the 25-yard line. This was at halftime.
Right.
It takes 1, 2, 3 steps. Boom. Throws right through the teeny tiny hole.
Wow. So you gotta hit it so perfectly that it kind of forces its way through the hole.
And it almost looks like the type of carnival games, like in Ocean City.
Right.
You know it's rigged.
Yeah, because the hole is smaller than the ball.
Yeah, or it's so incredibly tiny that the only way you could really get the ball through would be to stand right in front of it and push it through.
Was it a 25-yard pass that he threw? Is that what it was?
With his 5-step drop.
Was he supposed to do a 5-step drop, or was
no.
that his, he was just sort of throwing it?
It was a 37-yard pass. I believe maybe it's 32. I know they added at least 5, maybe 6 yards.
Right.
Right through the hole, and the stupid MF-er won $1 million.
Wow.
Oh, God.
No wonder it was happening. And the insurance company's not happy about that.
When I say stupid MF-er, I only mean that in the nicest possible way, because this is what I was
doing. So he was out rocking at a party where your son was.
And you know, I should have known, because at one point he was saying like, and I'm thinking, you know, hey, dude, you know, what's your best case scenario? You're gonna go to the Peach Bowl.
You know, he's got $1 million.
Anyway,
wow. I'm glad somebody won something this weekend.
That's the latest from
that. Oh.
You know what, Mike? We can break and use that as a tease when we come back.
Yeah.
But can I just say this? That I know this about you this weekend,
mm-hmm.
my man.
Yeah,
you didn't have nothing to drink, did you?
No, I didn't.
Hey, how about that?
What great news is, though, without that, I still managed to feel like I had 3 bottles of Sambuca, which is great. Yeah, I did lose. I lost some money, and I lost my breakfast.
Oh dear!
I had a great, great call from Mike on Sunday morning. Just a great, great call. Hello, Donald.
Hello. Hi.
Aren't you going... How can you leave? Aren't you going to miss all of this?
I am. I was sitting here thinking that.
No, you weren't.
Man, for a lousy $20 a week.
How about
that? I had to stay on my ground, Mike.
Amazing.
Just
I
so
know.
You can boss some DJ around.
You're a woman of pride.
I am.
Just so
you really ought to change your mind.
Or learn how to throw a football, throw a little hole.
Just so you can...
Play the lotto.
Yell at
you know I'm going to do that. It's up to $310 million.
I'm surprised. I didn't know you were calling there. She's still here.
She will be, Mike, until the end of the show.
Oh, okay.
No, she'll be here until our break.
Oh, okay.
Until the holiday.
Until the break, so, the commercial break?
No, and no. Until our holiday.
Oh, the holiday
about a half.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah.
So there's still
But don't
time.
Worry, then she'll be in Nirvana, because then she'll be able, you know, to call her disc jockeys up and say,
mm-hmm.
Didn't I say play Mariah Carey at 10 minutes after the hour?
Ah, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm not like that.
Money and power. I always like that, though. I'm going to stay on good terms with her.
I'm not.
I'm not.
Come on, Beth Ann.
I know.
I'm kidding.
I know you are.
I am kidding.
I am going to miss you guys.
She's going to get some more pictures for the wall of the restaurant, and if she does that, I will get her a Christmas present.
I'm so excited. I just got,
the
Roker and a Shatner.
I got the Target catalog today.
Oh, good.
Ah,
I love Target. I'd be happy with that.
No problem. Hey, consider it done.
All right. Goodbye, Trader. I mean, Beth Ann.
Okay, bye.
Okay, goodbye.
And like that, she's gone.
I try not to take it personally.
I know.
I try not to take it personally.
Yeah, it's me too. You know that I was mad.
I know you were. Mike,
in fact, I might have been madder than you.
You were really pissed last week.
I was.
What the hell?
Get over it. Yeah. You know. Life goes on. Life marches on. A man has enthusiasm.
Team.
Part of a team.
Team.
Really, in a perfect world, and we're serious about this, I'm looking at my partner right now. In a perfect world,
yep.
Somebody resigns, they get the bat. That's the way it would work. Just like Robert De Niro in The Untouchables.
We'd be at a big dinner table.
Right, all with tuxedos.
Right. Beth Ann would be wearing like real nice formal dress.
We'd go back and forth for different people if they would resign for different reasons.
Think she's leaving.
But I get nowhere unless the team wins.
Team.
Beth Ann, you thinking about going down south, running 5 or 6 stations? Huh? She's bleeding out in front of us. And everybody
say, Jesus Christ. Just that wonderful tape. Wonderful violent tape.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wait, yo, man, come hit this right here. You need to hit this.
Oh, yeah. Hit that. No, I appreciate it, but I told my wife I wouldn't drink tonight. Besides, I got a big day tomorrow. But you guys have a great time.
A big day? Doing what?
Well, actually pretty nice till Saturday. We're going to go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring, stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond, I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
The Don and Mike Show.
And then we're here for Cougars.
A daily like 4-hour salute to all you filthy teabags. Don and Mike.
Oh, I do love a good list. And, Mike, here you go. The weirdest celebrities of 2005.
Okay.
Okay? In backwards order. Number 10 is Nick Cage.
Well, he's always there, I think, on that list.
This year because he named his kid Kal-El.
Yeah.
Superman.
But he's definitely done weird stuff in the past.
Number 9 is Sly Stallone.
What did he do?
Now, they have him because he refuses to give up this Rocky thing.
Well, it's his prerogative.
They think he is... who is this from, anyway?
I think he's for the birds.
Hold on a second. This is...
Stupid list.
The 2005 Your Year in the World.
Ah. Oh, stroke me.
Let me see. What has he done? Because he wants to do Rocky and Rambo. That's why they say. Let me see.
I'm going to do push-ups, but it's not going to happen.
Number 8 weirdest celebrity of this year is Clooney. And here's why Clooney is on the list. Because he had that injury to his spine.
Terrible back injury.
Back. Right. So he makes the list of the weirdest celebrities.
Well, why is he weird? Just because he got an injury? That's stupid.
That's what it says. Through no fault of his own.
Doesn't make sense.
But still, he's number 8.
Huh. Weird is eating pudding out of my turban. Color me weird. Tapioca.
Hey, Jackie Stallone.
Hi, Don.
You're for the birds.
You're for the birds. Say it, but I didn't get a chance to tell you. Happy holidays.
Why'd you just say Merry Christmas?
Okay, for all you politically incorrect people. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
What about for the Jews?
Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends.
That's some of our black friends.
Happy Kwanzaa.
What about for the atheists?
Happy nothing. I hope you get coal, you bird brains. I have a clubhouse made out of 6 kinds of pudding. Come in and play in it.
Number 7, weirdest celebrity is Ashley Simpson. And
yeah,
they say that because of her thing on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, Fergie. Now, not the one from the Weight Watchers, the one from Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, why is she weird?
What did she do?
She's weird looking, too. I mean, she's pretty, but in a weird looking way.
Apparently, now this came up on the show recently with us in a picture of me on our website.
Mm-hmm.
She's photographed a lot when Black Eyed Peas do concerts. She comes out on stage with wet spots on her pants, indicating what, Rob?
She actually admitted to it. In a recent interview.
Thank you. So. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Jackie's putting playoffs. Come and play nude Stratego with me. We'll have a good time.
That's what I want from you. I don't need you jumping your big, big white ass up to the microphone every 2 seconds.
Why does she have wet spots? Fergie.
And why?
I got them too.
Wow.
Simple incontinence.
I'm sure. Okay, what is it, Rob? I'm sure it's not incontinence. What is it with Fergie?
It is incontinence.
It is incontinence.
Yeah, she admitted to it in a recent interview.
Really? And she's got a problem with bladder control?
She gets very excited during concerts and...
Oh, my God, and she leaks?
You know what I think I'm finding the dynamic is? I enjoy your contributions when you're in the back of the room. It's just, a lot of times, you know, it's just me and my idiosyncrasies with the show. When you come running up to the microphone like Johnny, I'm ready to say something, you know, just let it flow from the back.
Is this because I won the money?
Oh, man. Bam.
Yes, it is. Number five, Christian Slater.
He should always be on the list.
Yeah.
Is he still wigging out, though? Is he still doing strange things? He gets in fights a lot, I think.
Yeah, here's why he made the list of the weirdest celebrities. Sexual harassment on the Upper East Side. He grabbed women's asses this year. Also, he was kicked out of his London strip club because he was walking around without pants on and wouldn't take off his Richard Nixon mask.
Well, that's deserving. He should be on the list.
All right, number four, weirdest celebrity, and then the rest you all know. It's Martha Stewart because she was in jail.
Just got renewed, too. Her TV show, her talk show got renewed.
Yeah, the daytime one.
Yeah. Right.
Then it's, what's his name, Russell Crowe for throwing the phone at the guy.
That's not weird. That's just good old-fashioned rage.
Number two is Michael Jackson because he enjoys young boys.
Right.
And number one would be Tom Cruise because he jumped on the couch.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You know, you're right. You called that list right. The first half of that list, interesting. The second half, predictable.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike. I was wondering, Don, if you think you like Letterman better because you're on the East Coast and Letterman's on the East Coast?
No, absolutely not.
No.
As a matter of fact, I would like to... not that I would like Leno better. I wouldn't mind having an alternative to Letterman because, in my opinion, the guests are better on Leno because you get all the Hollywood types out
right,
there.
Right, that's why people watch that and the flashy movement.
Yeah, but
that's what I watch.
But the thing that Letterman does have going for him, I don't think it's an East Coast, West Coast thing, it's the fact that he can actually go out and do stuff on a street where real people are there and Jay Leno's in a studio. What do you like, Jackie?
I like Letterman, too.
Yeah? Oh, good.
I like to watch him in my pudding house. It's got a fire pole and a tank of living clams.
I'll be right over.
They're alive. Check it out.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
I think they'd be alive for long.
Oh, God.
My pudding house only gets Kimmel.
What can we do for you?
Wondering if you saw the gay debauchery that was the Elton John concert last night on NBC.
That was I saw that was on, but I didn't watch any of it.
Yeah, you know, I went by because football and everything else was on. I went by it was he particularly queenie last night? Was that?
Oh, my God. He had blow up, like, cherries with bananas in the middle. He had lemons hanging down from the ceiling.
Lemons.
Oh, you know.
Would you get that tape of Elton John farting, please?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Because it's almost off microphone. It was on a VH1 show. You know, that's probably, if I could hip you to this, maybe you didn't know this, honey. I believe that's probably genitalia related.
Mm-hmm.
When he's
really?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought he was just having for fruit.
Well, in a way.
Glad I could clear that up before you clean that
up. Put an S on the end of that. You got it right, Missy. Fruits.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio Gods, how you doing?
Doing very well, thanks.
I got a question for you. You guys talk about Letterman and Leno all the time. I never hear you mention Conan O'Brien. I think he's funnier than both of them.
Conan's funnier than Leno.
Yeah.
And, I mean, next to
it's
Letterman.
It's a toss-up with Letterman. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends on the night. A lot of times Conan has better bits than Letterman, which is what I like.
Conan's more physical comedy, too, you know, jumping around.
But even with Conan, believe it or not, I'm probably one of the only people that will say this, I really liked Conan when he had that sidekick guy, that Andy Richter guy.
Yeah,
not alone. I thought it was a funnier show then.
Yep. I love Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know what sums up the Letterman-Leno thing to me?
What's that?
You go out there, he's got a freaking Christmas tree with a pizza on it and a meatball on it and a girl with a metal bikini blowing sparks off
right.
of it.
Yeah, stuff that doesn't make sense, but it's just funny.
Funny,
right?
It's funny.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
Leno wouldn't touch that stuff.
You're smart,
right?
Man.
Thank you.
Do you remember the Conan where Andy Richter was naked and walked onto the set of the Today
Show with Matt Lauer?
Jesus,
that's great. Hello, one more call, Don and Mike show. Hello,
Don and Mike, how are you doing today?
Doing great.
Hey, Don, I got to ask you, why the animosity towards Rob lately? Is there some underlying content we don't know about?
Jesus Christ, you people are going to drive me crazy. I swear to God. You know, it used to be, hey, Don, how come you're so nice to Rob all the time? How come you kiss Rob's ass all the time? Hey, there's no underlying animosity. I have my days with Rob. Today I'm having a day with him. He's just too close to the freaking microphone today.
Well, great.
Love hearing him on the show. Then when I leave in 3 years and he takes over the show, until then you shut the frig up. And if you want to know the truth, okay. It's sexual tension.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to tell everybody the real reason behind this? Do you want to tell the thing that happened?
Go ahead.
Right. We should. Rob's pregnant. Okay. I don't think we need any more detail, but that's just...
Watch the movie Junior with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you'll understand it.
That's right.
All right, thanks, Don, Mike. Appreciate
that's
it.
Where it's coming
shut
from.
Up. Go to hell, stupid listener.
And a happy new year.
God, you can't even get... Listen, I yell at the boy all day. He's my best friend.
I know.
But sometimes, really, for the good of the show, he just needs to step away from the microphone.
Well, and it's a physical distraction occasionally. That's what, when he stands there.
Well, the thing is,
it's line of sight.
If me and Mike are rapping about something, and he's standing there like a kid in a candy store, like, I'm waiting my turn to say something funny. I'm just waiting for my turn, you know. And meanwhile, I'm trying to get into a rhythm with Mike, and, you know, I've got Baby Hugh standing over here going, you know, I'm just waiting for my turn to talk.
I think that everybody that listens to this show has to be very aware of the fact that you can't read too much into stuff on this program.
Right.
There's too much conspiracy theory out there. And you know where it exists? It exists in that land of the internet. And
I don't think that you can blame this on the internet.
No, but it does. People read it. It's like that call. What I heard when that guy called just now, what I heard was a guy, you know, that's one of the few times he's not typing what he thinks. He's saying it. He's verbalizing it. Hey, what's the deal? What's the deal with the tension between Don and Rob lately, huh?
Yeah.
What's that all about? I heard a rumor.
No, come on. And Rob?
What? No, come on, what?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with the internet.
I think it totally has to do with the internet.
And I think that we got
there are people that are conspiracy theorists all the time.
Yes, but I
and because of the internet, that's what has like caused people to think along these lines. Because they have places to read it and vent it every single day.
I think people called us with that crap before the internet was even invented. That we used to get that stuff with what's going on behind the scenes.
That might be true, but I think it's ramped up because of websites and things like that.
Well, I don't.
Well, okay.
Well, I don't.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm...
Well, you're wrong.
No, I'm right. You're paranoid about the internet. I'm not as paranoid about the internet as you are.
I'm paranoid about the internet.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Sure. You get mad when I read this stuff from the dumb fan site.
When did I get mad that you read stuff from the fan site?
Not mad. Not mad, but you get your anti-internet horns come out a little bit.
Well, I think it's just my overall feeling about the internet is that, you know...
They're creeps. I agree.
Mean, you know, watch that Dateline report, get a little freaked out about that.
Okay,
I mean,
but we're talking
that
about...
On that level, the anonymity gives people a chance to kind of go mental.
I agree with you, but I don't think that you can compare Dateline NBC getting guys to come in to have sex with boys with a hidden camera from the internet and somebody writing on the internet about why I'm yelling at Rob.
Yes, I can.
Anyway.
Okay.
Now, you know what? Now there's going to be a new thread. Why the animosity towards Mike? You know, that's what I'm going to get now. You know, but it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
It does not bother me.
All right.
I don't think it's the internet, Mike.
Okay.
I think it's the dumbing of America.
All right.
Okay, now don't be mad at me now.
I'm not. We're doing a show.
Okay.
I'm beginning to buy that stuff about 21 years, though. I'm starting to get a little worried like that. We're all going to end today. It's all going to, the 21st year starts today, and it's all going to end today.
No, we didn't even just climb off my ass.
Nobody's on your ass, man.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Okay, man.
Nobody's on your ass.
Okay.
We're on everybody's ass, just like everybody, every day around here.
Everybody's on everybody's ass.
That's it. Happy holidays. We're all on each other's ass. It's a tradition that has lasted for years on this show.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Big fan. Listen,
I was just wondering, Don, I wanted to ask you a question. If Rob keeps getting up in the mic and stuff, how come you guys don't give him his own mic? Is it just because he says too much stupid stuff or what?
Well, he has his own mic.
He's got a mic. He can use it when he... Do I have to explain this again? There is a microphone that Rob has available. He has to stand up and go over and walk towards it. Sometimes, if he's got something he wants to say that's funny in his mind, he will stand and hover by the microphone, and some days it just pisses me off.
Okay. It makes more sense that way. Move the mic over.
Just tell me something. Did you read any of this on the internet? Are you going to write about this on the internet? Hello?
He hung up.
Sorry. Go ahead. I'm here.
Where were you?
I'm sorry.
May I rephrase the question?
Go ahead, Mike.
Sir, have you ever gone on the internet in a chat group?
No.
Okay, so you're right. I'm wrong. It's done.
He was lying. He's been on many gay chat groups. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
You guys are great, but does this mean you're not going to make it to your 21st year anniversary?
No, we're definitely going to make it to our 21st year anniversary. As long as you people on the internet can keep it in your pants.
Back off.
I love you guys. I never go on the internet.
Shut up. Get off the phone.
This is a show that does not really love analysis, but in a way we really do.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hi, it's Surf.
Hey, Surf. Hey.
Get out of here.
Hi, this is Surf.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Always.
Yeah, I think the best use of Rob's skills is another episode of the Candy Show and perhaps some more infomercials with that automobile dealership. And as long as you're handing out mics, I think Joe Ardinger should get one, too.
Handing out mics.
Okay, let's just stop it right there.
We'll have 11 mics on the show.
Let's just stop it right there.
Put a mic at Jonathan Westmoreland's desk, right underneath the picture of Beth Ann McBride, which I happened to go down the hallway and check out.
Yeah.
And here's the interesting fact.
Look at that.
I scoped out his desk.
Yeah.
A picture of Beth Ann McBride, no pictures of girlfriend.
Yeah.
At all.
Interesting. Yes, I agree.
And I also know the Secret Santa, too. I will not reveal that person's name, but I know the Secret Santa.
Oh. Really?
Yes, I do.
Would you write it down?
Yeah.
I promise I will tell. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I had a question.
Yeah, hey, buddy. Yeah.
Hey. Hey, how come you don't get pissed off anymore when people ask how you doing? I used to love that. You guys would hang up on 50 people every
day. Jesus Christ! Are you trying to get this reaction from me? It's 3 days until the end of the week. It's Christmas. It's foot down time for me. Stop it. I'm not doing okay today.
Why the animosity towards Mike all of a sudden?
Hey, he's just working. I just wrote it down. There you go.
Okay.
Shut up.
No, see, you can't save it because I was only, boy, I threw my voice out there.
Yeah, a little. Go die.
I was just kidding.
That's the truth, incidentally, of that person that I wrote down. That is the person. But I will not reveal that person's name. How is your...
Better.
Better.
That was pure theatrics on my part. Just trying to give the guy what he wants. Thank you, Rob. See, now, that's a good boy.
Now, Rob, why didn't you applaud like that in front of the microphone?
What's that?
Nothing. Never mind. Never mind.
Okay, what do we...
Oh, wow.
See what you people made. Look what you made.
Look what you made him do.
Look what you did to Don. Oh, Michael, what'd I do without you?
I don't know.
I guarantee we'll make it to 22.
I guarantee it, too. Right there. Absolutely. Shake. Don't do that to me. You're going to give me... Now you want to make me paranoid? Ladies and gentlemen, I am extending my hand in friendship. And now he's really enjoying himself. You know, now I know you're back on track with that.
Feeling better now.
Yes. Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, he's there. I'll stew on that all night.
No, of course. Here you go. Pinky swear. Right here, pinky swear.
Oh, here we go.
We'll make it to 22. There you go.
So that
too gay?
That is so gay.
That is so very gay.
And yet so appropriate.
Did you realize what you've just done?
What does that mean?
You've taken 1 year off.
By doing that?
Yeah, because we really have 3 years left.
Okay, so that means that 22...
22.
Oh, now you've screwed up the game plan.
I'm kidding you.
Aren't we? All that means is extra lotto tickets.
I'm kidding.
That's all that means. I'm going to buy more.
I am kidding you, my friend.
I know.
I am kidding you.
Okay.
Kind of.
Sort of.
And you.
Hi.
What are you doing over there, statue?
I'm laying low. I'm dodging
this show. All this really is, for anybody that's listened to the show for a long time,
yeah.
This show is normally on Wednesday or Thursday. Seriously.
Yeah,
we always have one of these shows
right
before the end of the year. We always do. It's a tradition.
You're right.
It is really a tradition. Have we not always had one of those shows where everybody
gets...
And I know why you're having your day today, and she's wearing a leather... vest with blonde boots
for a collar.
It's all my fault.
No, it's the lady.
I feel awful. I ruined today's show.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike. No, I didn't really. Rob ruined it.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hello. Pick up.
Hi, Mike.
Is your phone picked up?
Pick up, please.
I am picked up.
Doesn't sound like it. What are you on, your cell phone?
What can we do for you?
Yes. I just wanted to let Don know that his show's going a little essy today.
It's what?
Essie.
Are you eating something?
Yep.
Essie. You think the show is going Essie? Well, so do I.
And I know.
Andy.
I agree.
Well, are you just busting balls? Is that your sole purpose? Are you that unhappy during this time of year?
Yes, I'm poor.
You're poor? Okay.
Hey, can I
now
tell you?
At least you're honest and we're getting right to the bottom of
can
it.
Can I tell you something? I'm not.
Oh.
And did you hear that on the other end of the line?
Yeah.
That was silence.
Followed by suicide.
That was no comeback time. You know, really, it might be a bottom-feeding argument, but, man, it is an argument that no one can really win.
No, this is on me. I'll take all of this whole show, I'll take it. This has just not been my day today.
I think this has been a fine show.
Yeah. Well, sure. You go tell that to, I don't know, never mind.
You gotta take the show as a whole. As a whole thing.
That's right.
Yeah, I am. The whole thing. I've just been awful today.
Oh, this show. BS. This show is the meatball on the tree. It is. Letterman, Rob.
Letterman.
Don't look at me like Rob quizzically. God, you get everything else that goes in here, you know? Jesus Christ.
I know. Now, can I talk to you?
And I never get mad at you anymore. I really don't. When was the last time I got mad? Yes. Yes, Tom, what?
Can I talk to you?
Yeah.
Do you think we made a mistake hiring him?
It has the dynamic changed dramatically since he became producer? Yes, it has. Fire him immediately.
What do you think over there, statue?
I want to keep out of this.
I know. How are things going at your memorial, Abe? Will you just sit in that big chair and don't say anything?
Buzz sitting on top of that Acropolis-like building with that little thing underneath.
Very cold there.
Stay out of it. Just etched in stone.
That's my that embroidered on my shirt.
I've got an idea. Yeah. Here we go. Let's make Buzz the producer. See, now you don't even say, Buzz, you don't say anything.
You know, I'm waiting to hear what are you offering.
The unflappable Buzz Burbank.
Hi. Yes. Hi. Fresh meat. I'm the statue. I'm the thinker.
Yes.
It is a tough job. I don't think you'd want it.
I probably wouldn't.
Well, you get to work closely with me. Isn't that worth it?
Love it.
Don't you love it?
Love it.
My God, I know I do.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And the way Hansel combs his hair?
Well, like, doesn't. It's like, excuse me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
Well, Earth to Brent. I was making a joke.
Earth to Mikis.
Duh.
Okay.
I knew that. Earth to Brent. I'm not so sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikis. I just didn't get it right away.
The Don and Mike Show. 98% effective against chiggers and ticks. The Don and Mike Show.
This is an email from Warm Wine Michael Hughes. So for the last 7 years, this station has been the play-by-play home of the Washington Redskins.
Right.
And except this year, they've sucked ass pretty much every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And the company way overpaid for the rights, in my humble opinion, paid something like $10 million a year for the rights to broadcast this stupid football team.
That's right.
And anyway, they're losing money on it every year. They're losing the shirt. And... I guess they've decided now, and with the new regime that's taken over and given us these great ideas like free FM, that they're not going to pay. And who can blame them?
I think what they've demonstrated is they're decisive.
$10 million is a lot to pay for the rights for a football team.
Sure is.
So here is the email that was sent to everybody today from Warm Wine Hughes.
W.W. Hughes.
Subject, WJFK Redskins. This is to inform you that WJFK has formally withdrawn from negotiations to renew our broadcast contract with the Washington Redskins.
Wow.
As most of you know, we aggressively pursued a renewal with Joel, Scott, and myself working on this since the start of the season, but we were unable to come to terms on a new agreement that would be fiscally responsible. We'll continue to enjoy a great relationship with the Redskins and continue to look forward to working with them on other initiatives.
That's a good thing.
Michael Hughes, Senior Vice President, General Manager, WARW, WJFK, L's Old, Washington Redskins Radio Network,
wow.
CBS Radio, Suite 300.
So, anyway, that's the memo that he sent out.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is where it gets...
Did I just see somebody fall by the window? Maybe somebody jumping off the roof up there? I'm not sure.
I
could have sworn I didn't.
This is where it gets a little dicey around here. First off, as we've mentioned for years, this is simply the worst radio station in the world. Even back when the lineup, even back when the weekday lineup was good, the weekends on this station are unlistenable. Because what they do is they whore it out to these car dealers that have very loud sports jackets on. And it's like, if
the prerequisite before they can come into the building.
Right. Seriously, on this station, on WJFK, on a big time major market radio station in Washington, D.C., the eighth largest market in America, if you got like $1,000, you can buy an hour of time on the weekend.
That's great.
And you can come in and you can sell cars.
That's
or you
right.
can sell jewelry, or you can do, like Rob did the dumb bridal show for a while.
Sure. I mean,
they've got all this, all
been a variety of different things.
But the one thing that the station's always had was for 6 months out of the year, on the weekend, at least half of the weekend would be full of Washington Redskins junk.
Right.
And trust me when I say junk.
When you're going to say that, please, don't say it incorrectly. Say Washington Redskins.
All right, well, that's the Larry Michael pronunciation.
Yes, of course. Don't say Washington Redskins.
But when I say fill it up with junk, I mean everything is sponsored. There's a sponsor to the pregame show that sponsors the pregame show that's on before the pregame show.
Right. That's survival. They had no other choice.
So they had to really whore it out. And now, I guess the Redskins want a lot of money, and they're trying to save face by saying that they've dropped out of the negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does this mean for radio station WJFK, formerly known as WJFK, now known as Free FM? Well, what this means, first off, is that, of course, they're going to be able to save a couple of bucks
because
they're not going to be overpaying for the rights to the football team.
Yeah, that took a big bite out of the station.
Now, this is where it gets a little... Just let me say, if you don't like hearing things on the show that make you feel uncomfortable, you may want to tune out for a moment.
Very good.
Because this is just a rock-hard fact.
Mm-hmm.
It's rock-hard.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that work here at this station. Their only job is to sell commercials for the Redskins.
Yes. I would imagine, I don't know for sure, but I would imagine that is not...
They're screwed.
...necessarily going to be a helpful situation for them, but we don't know.
Can't They're
be
screwed. Good.
I would hope that they found out prior to everybody else finding out.
Well, let me see now. As I look at the list, I see people who just sell, like, for our show and the other shows.
But even some of them benefited from the Redskins
show. In the killer lineup.
Didn't they have here, I hate to sound so ignorant, didn't they have a whole department?
There was a department,
but then the regular salespeople also sold time.
They do, but
it was related to that.
But we're going to stick just with the people who work in the back office.
The corral.
We're going to start right now with Steve Johnson.
Well, you might as well start at the top.
He's the director of sales. He drinks on the job.
More today, I'm guessing.
And
now, Steve.
Hey, Don.
Hey, it's Don and Mike. How you doing, Steve?
What do you think I'm doing right now?
Packing?
I know what you're doing. You're drinking. You're packing. Now, Steve.
Steve, wait, can you shed a little light on this for us?
Well, what would you like to know?
Well,
besides
I mean,
what you read from Michael Hughes.
Well, I'd like to know where does this leave? How many people at this? I'll ask you one question. Yeah. How many people at this radio station work exclusively selling advertising for the Washington Redskins games?
There are four of us.
Four of us. So you and three others?
Yep.
So now, so we've got the team until they lose, right?
Oh yeah. Business as usual.
So you got them for one more week.
That's a joke.
You got him until after the Seattle game, and then now, when exactly will you be leaving?
That's to be determined.
Now
you weren't you here before we got the Redskins?
No, I was not.
Oh, you weren't.
I came the year after.
Oh, you came the year after. It has been a long time. We've had the Redskins for 7 years.
Almost, I think it's 9 years.
Did they let you know before everybody else was going to...
We kind of knew that the... we were told that the negotiations were at an impasse
a little while back, and that
it could go either way, 50-50.
Now, since it's obvious that this Redskins sales thing here at the station is going to dry up, have they offered you a show? I mean, like, you know, because God knows everybody gets a one-hour show on the station.
That's true. It could be black. Redskins black programming on Sundays.
Yeah, and how about a wine show?
Now, Steve, are you going to be leaving to go sell the Redskins at whatever radio station they end up at now?
I have no idea. I mean, obviously, we just heard this today, and yeah. I have talked to my upper management of different things that I think I could still do for the company, and so we'll see what they say.
Okay. So you got the big news today.
Well, everybody got the big news, at the same time.
All right. And then
the finality of it, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. How's the Johnson clan reacting? I mean, because it's always a sad day to hear Daddy's been laid off.
Well, that hasn't happened yet.
I guess
if that does happen, then I'll tell you.
No, that's right. You're working until they lose.
That's right.
And good luck Sunday with the Redskins in Seattle.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, can you tell us, because, you know, we're not good with names. We know you, and we're friendly with you. Can you tell us the other three people? Shut up, Rob.
Well, you can find that out, Doc. We don't know, though.
We don't know. The other...
You know the guys on our staff. Give me a break.
Really, the guys that specifically sell the Redskins, they work in that back corner
there. Paul, Rob, and Gary.
Okay.
Paul, Rob, and Gary.
Come on.
No one of them.
Like you're sitting in the cherry gate.
Steve, you know, somebody mentioned that to me today when we were talking about this, and...
Mike,
I never met that guy that gave me the chair to even say thank you. Never had an opportunity. I've since, it's since been broken.
Well, you know Paul. I mean, he had a thing going on with...
Paul Gorgie?
Yeah. Oh, Gorgie?
So you mean Paul? So Paul Gorgie?
Is Gorgie one of the guys?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. We might want to call Bill Duffan back.
Just be nice to everybody, guys.
Well, we always are.
How are we not being nice? We are concerned that we get a note that says, you know, that the station's not going to be doing this anymore.
And I got a new promo, Free FM, 100% free of weekend programming.
This company's always been good to people, guys. I'm sure everybody will be fine.
Oh, man.
Listen,
ooh, he's had the Kool-Aid.
Here's some advice from me to you. Stop sucking ass. At this point, man, Jesus Christ, Steve. God damn.
What would you do if you were in my position?
He's asking for advice. What would you do? And Don, give him some serious advice.
First, I would punch you in the face. No. Very seriously.
I'm taking notes, Don.
If you had no idea that this was going to be happening, I would go in today and have a conniption fit. I would just, you know, I mean, obviously you'll find another gig. Didn't you have a gig like with the Jets or something with WFAN before?
Yeah, I was a Bet fan before that. I was actually at WTM before that. I was when they created that station. I was with them. So, I was with AL before that.
So you'll be fine. But
yeah, I mean, you'll be fine. You're a vet. They'll want you.
You're a survivor. Okay.
Are you going to bring anybody with you?
I love my staff. Okay. So obviously, I guess if I was somewhere else, I'd definitely...
And I have, if I can offer my advice, Steve, I think it starts with 12 steps.
Now, Steve, listen, I've always found out, this has worked for me, because I'm kind of unique in this regard, but I swear to God I mean this, burn the bridge. I mean, it has worked out for me in the past.
It's fun.
And I tell you, you feel better. Because here's the thing you don't want to do. You don't want to get screwed because you know they're going to come to you and say, hey, well, Steve, we lost the rights and, you know, you're talented and you'll find another job somewhere else.
Are you going to be in Seattle this weekend, Steve? Are you going out to Seattle for the
game? No, I'm going to Nemacolin with my family and some other families for a nice weekend.
Okay. All right.
Well, you might want to rethink those plans now.
Because I really would.
Isn't that a little pricey? It's like a stay-at-home week.
The money's already spent.
But what I would do, seriously, is what you want to do is, I mean, trust me, you'll feel better about it after it happens. What you would want to do is go into Hughes or whoever and just not literally smack them around, but just tell them everything.
Verbally, right?
Tell them everything that they've effed up. Tell them this is the hugest mistake that they'll ever make in their lives, that you'll cut their head off and you'll crap down their throat and that their family won't recognize them.
Are you writing this down, Steve?
Absolutely.
You'll never work again in this business, and don't bother calling me because I don't take callers from losers, and screw you, and then get in your car and go home and just get S-faced. And then
I like that advice.
And you wake up tomorrow, and here's the beauty. That either way, you're still out of the gig. So what's the upshot of having come in and, like, kissed ass and said, oh, it's been beautiful being here? I mean, you feel like you got it out of your system.
Right.
And okay, so maybe you burned one bridge. But let's face it, the bridge that you burned, the executive, whoever it is, his job, he has less security than you do, for God's sake. The
bridge was already on fire.
I mean, if you're talking about
a guy... You should sell this advice.
If you're talking about a guy like Michael Hughes, I mean, really, look at what he's done with this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds that this guy has a job not only here but in radio in the next 3 months? I'd be absolutely serious with you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I apologize for laughing. Elliot, when you put your hands above your heads, I'm being absolutely serious.
No, I'm serious. I've been in these situations where...
tell him the story about the... tell him the one I like, the one where you played that record.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, Steve, it's a different situation.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. It's 1976. I'm working at 13Q in Pittsburgh. I find out through the grapevine that I'm going to be fired on Monday.
Yeah, you had a little intel. You had a little inside information. Yeah.
And they want to get every last bit of blood they can from the turnips or whatever that saying is. You don't get blood from a rock or whatever it is.
Right.
Anyway, they put me on the air on a Sunday afternoon, and not knowing that I knew I was going to be fired on Monday. So this was about 2:30. I'm there alone Sunday afternoon. Nobody at the station.
Fuming.
I start the record already gone by the Eagles. And very briefly, I go, hey, Fun Lovin' 13, Q, Don Geronimo, yeah, Rock and Roll, Los Angeles. They think they're going to fire me. Well, they're not going to fire me. I want to say I love working in Pittsburgh. And good night, everybody. Goodbye. And what I did was got in my car, I swear to God this is true, and drove away. And I had the thrill of in the 3 minutes and 42 seconds that song was on.
Already gone.
Of hearing it. And then it went, because I'm already gone. And then it was just this.
So was it kind of like when you put Alan on the air and you guys walked out of the studio?
Except the most beautiful thing. And I was driving from Pittsburgh, I guess, to New York. I could get the station for about 90 minutes before it started to fade out.
Mm-hmm.
For the entire 90 minutes.
It was dead air.
That's all I heard.
That is so funny.
Now, what you got to do, now, I burned a bridge. I burned a gigantic bridge there.
Yeah, they tried to get you after that, didn't they?
Yeah. You know, what they did was they called the next place that I got a job.
And that kind of made it a rough welcoming for you there.
They called up and they said, hey, did you just hire this guy? And they said, yeah. And they said, well, hey, listen, you should know what this guy did.
Mm.
This guy got pissed off and put on a record and just walked off the air. And I said, well, no, not really true. They were going to fire me.
Right.
But, Steve... Listen, here's the thing. I'm just urging you. Get it out of your system.
That's
and
right.
Tell anybody else that's being screwed in this situation. It's always been my experience. It's better to burn the bridge. Burn it, burn it, burn it. Burn, baby, burn.
And that's
what
your
I'm
advice.
Saying? Detroit Rock City. I mean, burn, baby, burn. I cannot be as explicit with you as I would have in years past. It involves a bodily function.
And a desk. And a desktop.
That's right. You'll figure it out.
Yeah. Okay.
And nobody has to be around when you do that. You know, it's really late in the day anyway. And it's really, it's kind of advantageous when you got a guy that only comes in a couple days a week.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and being, as you know, the couple of days a week that he's here.
Just you know? Get a hat pin, you know, or a bobby pin. Pick the lock, go in, you know, and it's Whitey Ford. Sparky Lyle and Whitey Ford all over again.
You know what I'm
saying? For anybody who knows that book Ball 4,
read
you know
the
what
book
I'm
Ball 4.
About.
I mean, you're talking about
leading. I'm a little bit more like Billy Martin, right?
Now, Billy Martin, is he the one that did it?
I don't think so.
No, Sparky Lyle did it when they were having a birthday party for Whitey Ford.
We're talking about an incident on the Yankees where one of the Yankees took a
wonderful memento.
He went to the so they don't delete it. He went to the bathroom on a birthday.
You can make
thing.
It your own. You want to have a birthday cake? You just have a desktop and then just slide that Redskins business card in it.
Well, Steve, just know this. Really, you're a good guy. You put up with all of our kidding about your drinking.
Yeah, you know, and you got balls, Steve. You are a good sport. You really are.
Yeah, you guys have been great. You guys are, you know, number one at what you do, man. You guys are tremendous.
My favorite Steve Johnson moment of all time would be the, I think it was maybe the first year the station had the contract.
Oh, yeah, when I was in Ken Stevens' office with all my stuff and you were, like, reading it.
Oh, no, I'm thinking
about another week. Remember, you were reading my, you like, were looking at my, like, my mortgage payments. And, like, do you remember all that time?
We have done many things
there's
Steve
this, like,
over the years.
New guy, you know, in Ken Stevens' office. They didn't have an office until they moved the copiers out of that. Oh, no, the best one was the desk, right?
No, I'm...
When I stole your desk?
No, I'm still thinking about that great time we were at the stadium, and it was like the first game of the year, and it was going to be, I think it was Bank of America was the client, your client, big
right.
client, and they had like a big fake ATM in the middle of the field. And one of our listeners had won the chance to go down and pull the fake arm and see what money would come out, and couldn't find Steve anywhere. And as it turns out, during what it was the biggest promotion of the year, Steve was at one of the beer tents.
Oh, yeah. I got to tell you, one of my funnest was actually when we were at the Super Bowl. And actually, you gave me a compliment at the commissioner's ball party saying, Steve, I don't know how you do it, but somehow you get into these places.
And then
we went to the Maxim party. Remember that one?
Yes! That was the time, like, we'd see you. We'd be pulling all these strings to get into the parties, and then you'd just waltz in and be there already. Jesus.
Well, Steve, radio is a crappy business, and the sales side is a... often more cutthroat than the programming side. So good luck to all of you people, and really, if it means anything, get it out of your system.
Yeah, remember, and literally get it out of your system.
Hey, we got some really talented guys on our staff, and
please, this place is loaded with losers. Are
no,
you
no,
kidding?
I'm talking about my staff. They're good guys. They're very good at what they do.
Oh,
they're going to be okay.
Oh, they're aces. Yeah. No,
all right,
they're all right. All right.
You guys don't know them, but they are good.
Yeah, well. Tell that other guy that to thank you for the chair.
I will.
Okay.
All right.
Now listen, keep living the dream.
All right.
Okay, Steve.
Thanks,
Steve. You're a good sport.
All right,
it's a sad day. Steve, how do you think the station's going to fill the void without the Redskins programming?
You can ask Michael that one.
I've got a good idea.
Not his problem.
I've got a good idea. I think they should just take, like, the Bill O'Reilly show and just rerun it all weekend long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I'm a sports guy, so I don't know any of that. You guys know better about that.
Somebody's going to steal that idea, then.
They should do whatever you guys tell them to do, because look what you guys do.
Steve, listen, just tell me this. I know that you're in sports and you know, but as an employee of Free FM, which mm-hmm. is what they're calling us now, how about this lineup we got going? Don't you feel positive about this new lineup?
Yeah, great.
Exactly. That's kind of what I was going for as well, Steve. Just know this. Wherever you're going, it's better than here. I mean, really, I swear. I mean that to you. I swear to God.
That's wonderful parting words.
No matter where you go in your next job, there's no way it will be as bad as this place is. I mean, that's...
He's listening.
Pep talk over.
He's writing it down. And he's looking for work, so he can't respond.
I'm done writing.
Yeah. Pep talk over.
All right, guys, I appreciate it.
Would you like me to speak to somebody for you? Would you like me to call Bennett for you?
No, I worked for Bennett for a year and a half. I know Bennett.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I worked for him at team.
Hey, he's a player.
Already covered.
Okay.
All right. He's a player. Let us know where things go, because we know you'll land on your feet. Just let us know where it's going to be.
Yeah.
Guys, absolutely.
Would you like me to speak to Mel for you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. No, I will not do that.
I will not do that.
What, like I'm going to call Mel Karmazin and get some of his time and waste it on you?
Hey, let me tell you. Obviously, somebody would call Mel Karmazin about me. Wouldn't I say, sure?
Yeah, well, it was a good answer, Steve.
I mean, God.
Yeah, so
no, don't do that, Don.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I mean, come on.
And that may have been the saddest part of this entire conversation.
I mean,
it's
Mel Karmazin, dude.
Yes, it's Mel Karmazin.
He's the man.
He is the man.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
Good luck, Steve.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. You see, that's the ugly side of radio.
Sure. Unlike most Friday nights, he will land on his feet.
So, you know, look, I feel bad for Steve, but what a delightful expose that was. That was a real examination. That was in a, that was a Dateline, Don. That was a Dateline.
These people that run this place.
Bloodshot eyes sparkle. He was happy.
Boy, oh boy. You know, I know we're kidding, but that does suck. That's like...
Well, you know, nice to hear from Steve that they let everybody know there was a 50-50 chance.
Yeah. Jesus.
Never mind.
Unbelievable. Isn't that the story of this place? Hey, there's a 50-50 chance. That seems to... where have I heard that before?
Yeah, I'll be home shortly. I'm going to stop and get some warm wine. I was listening. Did you hear? They read that memo on the air. Guy, you know, put mommy on. Daddy, listen.
Extra daddy, big saucepan tonight.
Daddy needs this warm wine.
Maybe a little warmer than normal. Heat it up.
Not hot. It's warm.
So right now, Michael Hughes is just sitting, putting his saucepan of wine.
Yes.
The burner is on high.
He, like you would have cocoa, he's pouring the saucepan of wine into the mug.
But he's got a big wooden spoon, and he's just stirring it up, and he's just saying to him, muttering to himself,
I don't even know why they have to read those memos on the air. You know, Mother, it's the worst. They ask me why I drink the warm wine.
Join us again next week for Tales from the Underbelly.
And then they told him to go to the bathroom on my desk. Gosh, where's the humor in that?
That's not funny.
We're not building bridges. They're talking about burning bridges.
That is not funny at all. Wait a minute. Just right.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Billy.
You're all right, there's a little peek behind the scenes.
Sure is.
What's happening today. So it's a couple of people getting laid off. They'll find new gigs, and we wish them well.
Good luck to all those guys.
We truly do. And once again, to the management here, you know, that's how you keep your people motivated. That's how you keep people happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. I mean, really, would it have killed you to call these people in, you know, 2 weeks ago, and say to them privately, we're not going to be paying $50 million for the team. It might be a good idea.
Did. You heard what Steve said. They told him there was a 50-50 chance.
Mm-hmm.
Who can't deal with that? Who can't play cards with that? That's all you need, really.
Who can't play celebrity poker with that?
We will be right back.
This is the Don and...
The actual retail price of the barbecue is $6.29. Jamie wins the barbecue. Gentlemen, is there anything lying around backstage that we might offer Jamie?
Well, we have a new coffee pot and a beautiful armoire.
The Don and Mike Show.
Victims of laxative abuse, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Listen to this with Buzz. And I'm sorry, Buzz, you're going to be attacked today, and it's too bad. It's nature's order.
I understand.
And you get off the phone. Get out of here. Take off your coat and jacket.
Take off your coat and jacket.
So in the office today before the show, mm-hmm. Beth Ann says to me something like, oh, that shirt you have on is exactly the color of your skin.
Referring to you and your t-shirt.
Me, yeah. I have a Packers t-shirt on.
Uh-huh.
I am like George Hamilton with a tan.
When you're in the sun, you hold your tan for like a month and a half.
And it's really, I do that faggot thing like George Hamilton when I sit outside and I've got those big, giant reflective panels.
Hold it right under your chin.
Right under the chin.
And you're not averse to walking into any of the major airports in the Washington area and saying, show me where the sun is.
That's all I say. I don't care where it is. Show me where the sun is.
2 first-class tickets to the sun, please.
And some champagne for my lady. Now they're not a lady. So it would just be champagne for whoever is in seat 1B.
You still bring your foil fold-out.
Anyway, Buzz, that band compliments your shirt, my T-shirt, my Packers T-shirt, exactly the color of my skin.
Okay.
And I mentioned that it started out as a black T-shirt,
But since I've been doing more laundry myself, I put it in with some khakis and put too much bleach in.
That T-shirt?
Yeah, started out black.
It really, you weren't joking. It really was black.
No.
This my God.
Mike, don't you remember right after... Well, no, why would you remember? Right after I got back for the first go-round with Frida,
right.
The Green Bay Packers sent me hats and T-shirts.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Right. This is one of the black... Remember you said to me how cool that black Packers T-shirt was?
That is it's an amazing, and I see how it like faded out, like even the lettering. I can see how that
rust colored.
That's an amazing transformation, though. Yeah. To be able to, you had to really screw your laundry up to turn a black T-shirt that color.
Yeah, so it's brown. Anyway, here's my point that I was going to. Can bleach make anything not be black?
Wow.
How about that?
Boggles the mind, doesn't it?
You worked for Michael Jackson.
Think about that, my scientist friend.
What amazes me is that it turned that color instead of doing that. It's almost better. I mean, it was a good mistake because you don't have the blotchy stuff all over the black T-shirt.
So Buzz says, because he's sitting in the office,
right.
Buzz, who's wearing his, like I said, a Steve Irwin color shirt today, Buzz said, that's why I didn't wear the shirt that I was going to wear in today.
I put it on. It was the same color as me, the same way your shirt is the same color as you.
And my shirt, the base color of my shirt, underneath the lettering, is the same color as my skin.
Pasty. Right powder.
Really. Yeah, the only thing really is there should be little raccoon eyes near the nipples.
The albino boy.
Powder. I am. I am the pale. Well, who's paler? Is Rob pale? Rob's not as pale as
I am. No, you know what? Rob has more color than you do.
Wow. Yeah. I have to get out in the sun for like a month.
You'll be fine once a few more blood vessels bust. You'll have that rosy pink of health.
Well, still my favorite group, the Gin Blossoms.
My shirt's the color of Jackie Stallone.
Well, that's not funny.
You're for the birds. You are for the birds.
Absolutely.
So, Buzz, don't be talking about my clothes.
What'd I say?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't even know what we're talking about. Beth Ann McBride. Here we go. Yeah, let's hear it.
Is it time?
It's time. Yeah. Now, we found out yesterday that Beth Ann McBride, and if you want to, I love being able to tell you this. It's now 2 days in a row. I was able to knock that baby out of the park.
Good for you.
Out of the park this morning.
Good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And Buzz, you'll be glad to know, one of your old movies.
Oh, thank God. Andrew Blake?
No, but what I mean is actually one of the movies that Buzz has given me of him having sex with Marsha.
Oh, one of Buzz's old films.
I knew it would.
Now I understand.
One of Buzz's old films.
Oh, that's great.
Well, you'd ask for it.
It's the Taiwan Basket.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love that episode.
Yeah, when you're talking about Buzz's old movies, you're talking months, not years.
That's right.
So an old one of his would be something like from April.
And they're 8mm.
They're fantastic.
One of the few cameras left.
Who needs sound?
Exactly.
Yum, yum.
Skin flicks. we found out what? Stag films. That's what I was trying to think. Thanks, Rob. Stag films.
I am old enough, I am embarrassed to say, that I went to a bachelor party where they had a stag film on Super 8.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was a big deal. And we set up, you know the old kind of screen that would have the legs on it that you would fold?
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You'd pull the screen up and,
tripod.
A long time ago.
So Beth Ann McBride, who, as you know, has not been with a man in the biblical sense, I think for like something like 11 years, 12 years, something like that.
Yeah, so she says. I've never said this on the air before, but I would like to say it this time. I believe that she perhaps has an incredibly detailed and sordid secret life.
Do you think she has an FB?
Yes.
And by that I don't mean, for fellas, incidentally, you should know FB stands for F-bitch. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be friendly about it, it's like your F-buddy.
Yeah, or F-boy.
Yeah. Well, you would know better than I might.
Damn right I would.
About the F-boy.
Right.
She maintains that she has no relationship.
A boy.
Whoa! She maintains that she has no relationship with men. Yet, she is able to climb every mountain and scream from the top of the mountain.
Mad Max.
5 times a week.
Right.
She averages 5 O's a week.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like a 5-inning shutout if you're watching the scoreboard.
By the box score.
That's right. All goose eggs.
When you consider her work ethic and how much time she spends here at the radio station, you factor in her limited amount of free time. That's kind of gives you an indication of what she's doing when she's not here.
Well, something tells me she's probably, she may be like the equivalent of a man. And what I mean is I'll use myself as an example. Always no self-control. I mean, impossible to last. The guy, I think a record with Frida was something like 8 minutes, and that only happened in 25 years, like twice.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
maybe
you're
right.
Otherwise, it was 30 seconds, and I'm done.
I'm ready to move on.
I'm good. I'm hungry. Let's go eat.
So that you're saying she might be rapid fire.
She might be fast.
I don't know.
Anyway, we wrote a song for her, and let's see, Robbie, can we turn the reverb on?
Yeah, it's on.
Is it on here? Hello?
Can you hear Chip North?
Oh, hold on a second. Oh, Beastwitch. Okay.
Everybody sounds better with reverb.
Hello? Hi, Buzz. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Come on, loud, Mike. Come on. Come on.
And why am I?
Let's invite Joe in here.
Okay. The men's chorus.
And Rob?
Great.
Would you mind sharing a microphone with Joe?
If he'll share with me, okay. I will share with him.
Then here are your lyrics. Now, guys. And Robbie, I guess you'll have to pass this over to Buzz or Joe. One of you guys pass it over. We'll sing it together. And I hope we've had no practice on this. Absolutely no practice.
Are we all singing it simultaneously together?
Yes. And as the show continues, we'll each take choruses on our own and be able to serenade Beth Ann one-on-one.
All right.
But for now... Oh, here you go, Rob.
Thank you.
Here you go. Oops. Everybody in place?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are like the friggin' Backstreet Boys.
It's like we're in the studio. We're getting ready to do our recording thing.
I hope we get the dance right.
Big 5-7-A.
Dayton is the game.
Five big fat losers.
This is Napoleon Dynamite speaking, and his best friend Pedro.
Hold on, I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry.
Joe's grabbing his own microphone.
Why are you doing that?
Better mix.
I don't know, why not?
Oh, okay.
I just ate chili. I don't want to gas Bob Adler.
Well, thanks for coming over to my side of the console.
Is that it, number one?
Okay.
Crazy horses. There you go with that classic rock again.
Here it is. DJ Karaoke. And now we got the reverb on. I was wanting to make me remind you, I had the little ones are going out to the bus stop early in the morning. Don't forget, turn on those headlights for safety, huh?
Thanks a lot. A public service reminder from all of your friends.
Bing bong right here at wonderful Wido.
Police sound in the big sound.
Okay, fellas, here we go.
Thanks for the times that you give.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on. You.
Isn't it me?
Hold on. No, because we're writing about...
You've given you.
Right.
Funny. Now that I look at it.
Everybody, please. Let's all be a little quieter.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, we were all singing too loud. I'm trying to get the right mix.
Make it sound perfect. I think that Rob and Joe and maybe Buzz need to back off a little bit.
And you need to approximate the sound of the Commodores.
Okay.
Is everybody, really, you all were yelling.
You were the loudest.
I know I was. I am theatrical training.
So do you.
I know.
Thanks for the times that you've given you. Your fingers walk all the time. And now that you've come to the end of your session, there's something I must say out loud. You're once, twice, five times a lady, and you love you. Yes, you're once, twice, five times a lady. You love you. Just 20 times a month. you cherish. All 260 times per year. You touch you, you hold you, you feel you, you need you.
That's K-N-E-A-D.
A helping hand is always so near.
Now it's got the instrumental break.
Yes.
Or we could all speak about her, or we could just call her.
Ooh,
the phone would work.
We'll see after.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so funny.
That band is that.
Oh, so true.
Is that
so
true?
Good. Yeah.
So it is five times a week. And to answer everybody's question.
On average.
How do you find the time?
Oh, I find the time. As I told Travis, you'd be amazed.
As you told Travis.
Oh, wow.
And you are.
Band, hold on. Stay right there. Hold on. B.A.
Once. Twice. Five times a day.
Yeah.
And you love you.
B.A. Yes, you're once.
You like love.
Five times.
You.
Doesn't bite her nails. Is that you?
Right, carry over there.
That was funny.
Ross had a good high note at the end.
Yeah, it was very good.
Turn that off. Thank you.
What happened
was funny.
To the reverb?
Okay. Well, you'll be hearing it more later.
Man, I'd love to have that reverb on the show all day.
What's this?
What's that?
Let's give him something to
is
talk
that
about.
Is that the flip side of my song?
Hold on a second. Jesus.
You cut eight.
Don't take away my heaven.
Right.
Don't take that away.
When you're down, feeling sad.
When I said I need
it. Is it Reverb the Greatest?
Seven is double WA this in. Oh, this is good. Are you still there, B.A.?
I'm listening.
Beth Ann, the song is dedicated to your left hand. If you
don't know me by now, you will never, ever, ever know me.
No, you won't.
Stop it.
Whoa.
I think your first one was in that.
You faux blue note. You are no blue note. You are no OJ. You are no Barkay. You are no Shylight. You are
not Tavare.
You are not a Tavare. You are not even a Tim as in Melon Tim.
Oh,
that could be.
But he's a Tim.
Seriously, the Larry King whoa, I think we'll have legs through Christmas.
Whoa.
I truly believe it. It always will be in response to something.
Where is that?
Whoa.
Whoa. That Jerry sure can book him.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Whoa.
All right, bye, B.A.
Bye.
See, that wasn't so bad.
You know what? No rehearsal. I think we deserve amazing amounts of credit.
Look it up. It's called professional.
That's right.
Look it up.
It was great.
Great.
Look it up. Okay, here we go. Let's get ready for some kudos. These calls are on screen, so I know that there'd just be our fans calling.
Praise. Praise.
Fans.
Our money fans. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, that singing was so bad.
Oh, no.
I had to turn to Sean Hannity. Oh, that was disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
He can't sing.
Yeah, that
cuts. You're damn right he can't sing.
That cuts right here, right to my ticker.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, we're slowly getting a little more information. You said left hand. She said right.
Oh.
You said, yeah, so.
That was clever.
My next question would be is, what time? What time does she do this?
Well,
we need to know what time. For all the, on behalf of all the beach towel club cardholders,
he's far too excited to be on the phone.
Goodbye. I don't think you need to know the time, sir.
What time does she do it, man?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I'd like to know.
Hey, the only one you could hear in that medley was Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy. And that's amazing because he really wasn't here.
I know, but it sounded like it.
Spirit.
We get jokes. Okay. Bye, honey.
Bye bye.
We get jokes.
That is a compliment.
Oh, and now Larry King saying, "Whoa,
whoa! How the hell did they do that?
Jeez.
Whoa. There it is.
Whoa, Larry.
Whoa. Dynamite, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Becoming a father, huh?
Yeah.
We've been waiting over 3 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. How about you?
About a month.
A month, that's all?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality. I guess that greased the wheels a little.
Bill's a plumber.
Hey, my name's Bill, too.
Well, we have a lot in common.
Yeah, sure we do.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from a studio made entirely of the Don and Mike Show.
But I told my wife I wouldn't drink tonight.
I'll play the homo tape on myself because...
Homo!
I was watching The View today.
Oh. Well, you watch that for material.
Yeah, and I love it. I happened to catch the last 10 minutes. I frantically call Rob. I say, turn on 7 now. Because Lay King is on with his wife, Sean King.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, of course, it's all about Larry. And he's, you know, he's got that frog posture. And he's got the suspenders and the rolled up sleeves.
Did they have the babies on again?
No, the babies were not on.
Aren't the babies now 15 or something like that?
I don't even know why they were on the show, but it was Barbara Walters' birthday.
Oh, my.
And Larry is sitting there and he makes some joke. And Joy Behar said something that didn't go over well.
Right.
And Larry King went back to the card that he loves playing.
Hi! It's me, Super Jew.
Larry King, it always gets back to the fact that he's a Jew. Mm-hmm. So Joy Behar says something on this panel discussion, doesn't get a laugh, and Larry King says, well, that's how it is. They're always against the Jews. And then and he puts his hands up and they're like, you know, always against the Jews. And Joy Behar says,
yeah,
she didn't say that. I said that.
She coughed up a little lung buttons every day.
Excuse me, everybody. She said, excuse me, I'm Italian. And you know his comeback?
What?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing.
There we go.
Same thing.
He's hilarious. So he was making that false assumption that Joy Behar was Jewish.
Yes. And then he said to Barbara Walters that he had a special treat for her. Mm-hmm. He said, I talked to Mr. Paul Anka. And I'm thinking he's going to bring Paul Anka out, right? Yeah,
which would have been nice.
He goes, okay, you ready? And the curtain comes up, and there's like a little three-piece trio. And they start playing an instrumental, bad karaoke instrumental version of My Way.
Oh, no.
And it's him, and he pulls out a card, and it's like, Barbara, you did it your way.
Barbara,
you made them cry. You made them fly.
Oh, no.
When I was down... You were always around.
Oh, no.
Kid, we love you. You did it your way.
Has Larry King...
Whoa.
Has he attained the stature where he can go on these shows and really write his own...
Here's what I want to do. It's for Barbara.
I want a trio.
Whoa.
How the hell did they do that?
They do that.
Jeez. Whoa. Whoa, how did they do that? There we go. They're there. I wanted their show one day.
I don't know how to do that, but you can doctor tapes.
There we go from Brooklyn.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, gentlemen, that was excellent. That y'all make radio worth listening. It just nothing makes my day go better when I turn on y'all in the evenings and on my way home. And
are you talking about the performance of that fabulous group, the Five Goobers?
It's the singing.
Yeah, the performance.
It's the performance. It was the singing. I knew it was the singing when he called in.
Thank you.
Without a doubt.
Thank you. See you later. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Still right.
Going, gone.
You're on with us, sir.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
I love that.
I think a better name for it would be the Backstreet Tards.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hey, I'm curious. Seeing as Bethany McBride has now admitted to being a five-timer a week, and she did borrow Mark O'Meara's truck and did say that it did smell very good
in there. Let's stop for one moment to mention that Mike O'Meara probably is offended that you think Beth Ann McBride borrowed the car of professional golfer Mark O'Meara.
Yeah, I'm Mike.
I'm sorry. My bad. Mike O'Meara.
And didn't you call yesterday?
Yes, I called.
Right. Yeah, okay. That's a violation.
One good call, Mike. There you go.
That was Rick.
That was Rick Thomas. Throw him in the hole. A night in the hole. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Box.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, this is Petey calling. I was just wondering what kind of animals you were torturing during that song.
Now, see, that's okay. Not a nice review. It should be like the other caller who said it makes the day worth living.
Hello, Don and Mike show. We cannot deal with these negative reviews of our performance.
No, I mean, it was flawless singing. Yeah, you shouldn't have to.
Not since four mop-top lads from Liverpool came over the pond, has anybody... Oh, and of course, let's not forget the impact of Cheap Trick.
Sure.
I'd say it's the Beatles, Cheap Trick...
And then us.
And then us, with Five Times a Lady.
Backstreet Tards.
Hello.
Hello, fellas.
Hi there.
I have some interesting conspiracy theories about BA's mastering her own domain.
Yeah. Okay.
Considering all you guys came out and said your average is 2 to 3 times a week, and then she still comes over the top and says 5,
mm-hmm.
I have a feeling she's lowballing and it's closer to 8 or 10, really.
Hey, listen, I got news for you. She's by herself. She's not lowballing. And furthermore, when she orders a drink, I don't think she orders a highball either.
Not at all.
Whoa! A highball.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! You really want to order that in a bar? A highball.
Do you think anybody orders that anymore, or do you think that's like our parents' generation?
All those people are dead.
Highball. Yeah.
The highballers.
And what was
dead.
A highball? Highball.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
I say bravo to you and your fine performance,
Thank you.
I shall think about it tonight. It was truly inspiring.
Oh,
thank you.
What time will you think about it?
Oh, shut up.
Perhaps after the children have gone to bed.
Got a theme. That's what I thought.
There you go. That's right. Rub salt in the wound. Buzz can't have children.
Highball. Whoa. Highball is whiskey and ginger ale. And ice.
That's it?
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. All right. Thank you for the nice call.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Sounds great.
Hello, refreshing. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hi there.
I was wondering if Beth Ann has shared with you what people, scenarios, or acts she pictures when she does her 5 times a week.
We didn't really get into that kind of detail yet.
We can take a break and come back and quiz her a little bit.
Well, to me, that's like the important stuff. I want to know, you know, if she's thinking of Tom Cruise.
I think
or
it's
Mike
important.
O'Meara.
Let me tell you, it's a valid question because I'll ignore that.
I can't tell you how many chicks they'll face that same dilemma when they're sitting on the couch on a Friday night and they're dateless. Is it, you know, Tom or Mike?
It's a constant.
Now Don,
look at the similarities. Seriously. We both have a motorcycle.
When you produce
fantasizes about,
yeah.
And whether she uses any visual stimulation, you were talking about you were using the great sex organ upstairs, the inner government.
Right. Girls usually don't use pictures.
I think America wants to know.
Of course, you would know that, Buzz.
Thank you, Dr. Ruth.
Well, we could ask her. She might be unusual.
He is sexed up today, isn't he?
He cannot help himself.
He's wound up.
Jesus. We're men in here, okay? I know we're talking about a woman, but don't... I mean, God, Buzz. Jesus Christ.
It's the outfit, too. He looks like he's ready.
Yeah, I know.
He's ready for love.
This could be PJs you're wearing, for God's sake.
I'm wearing the same kind of shirt both of you were wearing yesterday. The same cut of shirt exactly.
No, you know what?
No, I was wearing a golf shirt yesterday.
Nuh-uh.
No, you were both. I thought you were both wearing this type of shirt.
No, see, you never care.
One of you was. Yes, I studied it intently.
He doesn't pay attention.
He doesn't care.
I keep a diary of it. What's Beth Ann wearing today?
Her usual.
No, she's wearing jeans. Can you name? Can you hold on? Let's just see your powers of attention.
Excuse me for jumping in.
I think she's wearing like a beige knit top. And beyond that, I didn't look any further. I would guess, I believe that top is blue.
I believe it's white, gentlemen, and I believe she is. If you count the denim, she's head to toe in cotton.
I think it's a tube top and a vest.
Vest.
It's a leather tube top,
isn't it? Yes, and a leather vest.
And she has the Billy Idol leather hat on.
And
that's right. She changed into that outfit before the show.
Hot pants.
The tube top leather vest panties.
Oh.
No, seriously, it's a blue shirt and jeans, and
is it blue or white?
Hello?
I think it's blue, and I think her toes are red today.
Okay.
They're not black like they normally are.
Like please,
black
and blue.
Well, black toe. What color is your shirt today?
Pink.
Pink. So we're all wrong?
Yep.
Wow. Look
was
at
it,
us.
Was it ever white?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bad laundering.
Well, I mean, it's what we've already discussed it once.
We thought you had jeans on. Do you have jeans on?
Yes, I do.
And now what about your feet? I saw your feet.
What about them?
Are they black today, your toes, or are they red or maroon?
They're pink.
Pink to match the top.
Great. Right.
Perfect. Really.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, who do you think about?
Old people that I've slept with and people that I would like to sleep with.
Corgi.
Do you use anything visually?
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
Do you look at pictures? Do you look at videos? Do you think of
I like to watch myself.
A mirror, then.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? But not for the reason you think. What is that? What is that?
That's not with some CB interference.
Right. What does that mean?
That was the Paul Gorgi tape. I was thinking you were thinking about Paul Gorgi.
Exactly. That's Paul Gorgi, remember?
I'm not going to say who I think about.
Started it, and then you mentioned that you watch yourself, and it was just kind of...
Mirror on the wall.
Sorry, what?
Listen, we're going to break and come back, and we're going to pick this discussion up.
I need to go...
Because I need to know what kind of setup that involves. I mean...
No, you really don't need to know.
Is it a handheld mirror? Are you laying? I mean, is it a floor to ceiling mirror? Is it a webcam?
Listen, it's one thing if I talk to you guys. I got the engineer from I don't know where sitting right behind me.
Is he new? Is he like on the staff now?
Where are you from?
Lanham.
He's from Lanham.
Oh, from Lanham.
I don't know him.
Right.
Is it the Buzz looking guy?
Yeah.
Buzz, he looks like your stunt double.
I know,
more handsome.
No, listen, I know I've jumped on you for your wardrobe today. I mean, I will defend you here. He does not look like Buzz. He looks like a T.I.T. A terror... Terrorist in training. It would be... Terrorist in... I had to stop because I spelled the dirty word.
Yeah,
but if we were to
I think he could be one of Buzz's Kansas relatives.
We were making an action film with and we required a stunt driver, couldn't we use him for Buzz, though?
He looks to me like a guy that you would cast on 24 as one of the bad guys that was trying to do something to our country. Listen, will you send him in so we can eyeball him?
Yeah. Sure.
And I think, really, we ought to send him into Buzz's studio so that they can
stand
by
next to I'd like
other.
To see them side by side facing away. Because I think from behind...
He does not look like Buzz.
He colored his hair?
Well, he does kind of look like Buzz.
He has the curly hair.
Right.
A drier look today, Jerry Curl.
Okay, I'm going to send him in. Do you want him in the studio or...
Yeah, send him to Buzz's room, please.
I did that for you. You like?
Bye. Okay. Bye, Beth.
Maybe they're the same height, too.
Not sure.
The guy looks to me like a guy that I would pick out at the airport to say, we're going to do the full screening on you. Maybe I'm wrong. I was wrong about the color of her shirt today.
And if you were in charge of airport security, you know how long those lines would be?
You know what it would be? One section for Americans, one section for everybody else.
No, this is close. You have to admit when you see them side by side. Look at the hair. They got exactly the same hair.
Look at the guy, though.
But he doesn't look Middle Eastern.
He doesn't look like Buzz, either.
Let's see your back.
You know who I think he looks more like than Buzz? That guy, Tony Shalhoub, the guy that's on that show, Monk.
He does. So look at that.
From the back. Come on now, from the
all
back.
All I said was stunt double.
Now, the thing is, Buzz is smiling. Yeah,
from the back, I look a little better, right?
This guy, can you smile?
But look at the... Just look at the guy for a second and tell me...
All right, they look a little similar.
We both have the bad teeth.
And you know who else I think he looks like? A little like Peter Falk.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
as the
he does
look
a little bit like Peter Falk. Yeah,
absolutely.
He does. Yeah. All right, well, that's great. All right, we appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
Can we snap a pic of them together for the website?
What do you need?
Would you ask him? We'll take a picture for the website.
All right.
Would you ask him, please, if he has ever been stopped at the airport for extra screening?
Hey, sir. What's his name?
I don't remember his name.
Abdul. No, it's like John or something. Fred.
He doesn't look like he wants.
The question is, have you ever been stopped at the airport?
Not since 9/11.
Not since.
That's good. Honest. That's an engineer answer right there. Good.
Cool. Thanks.
It's a good thing.
All right, take the picture. Yeah. Put it up on the website.
The last thing he wanted to do was be in that studio with you.
He's all right.
I don't think he looks like you, but we'll put the picture up on the website and people can judge for themselves.
Maybe.
And Buzz, I think what you're going to need to do when that picture's taken,
uh-huh.
you have to duplicate his facial expression. Yeah. So you have to kind of you know.
Yeah, turn the mic
right
down.
You know, just to take away that constant joy you have in yourself, within yourself.
I'll study him.
And when you look at the picture today, ladies and gentlemen, squint. It'll help them look alike.
Absolutely.
Look through the blue lens if you don't believe.
Thank you, Buzz.
And through the red one if you
don't. Thank you, Buzz. And don't forget, the fan watches herself.
Certain sound effects just work.
I picture that it's a closet.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those closets that has mirrors on the door.
Yeah, hanging off a full length, like a full body length.
And she
angles it just so.
Or she could even be sitting on the ground.
I pictured a hand mirror.
Yeah, well, either way. How about that? Well, that girl is full of nuggets, isn't she?
Yeah, I'm just glad she's comfortable in her own skin.
She likes to watch.
It's a good thing.
She likes to watch.
It's fascinating.
She likes to watch.
Sure.
Jesus. You ever watched yourself?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
How about you, Buzz?
Yes.
Wow, I'm really in the minority here. Rob?
No, I don't want to subject myself to that.
Man. Hey, I didn't say I liked what I saw.
and listen,
but I'm curious.
I'm not talking about...
I'm curious.
Whoa!
I'm not talking about that you don't see...
Whoa.
Jeez.
How the hell did they do that?
I don't know.
They do that.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Boy.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm not saying that you don't look when you're doing it.
No, I have positioned
but I'm talking about
mirror
okay.
to see.
Okay.
And I've done it more than once.
That makes you creepy.
No.
Sorry, friend.
No.
Makes you creepy.
I don't do it on a regular basis.
I don't care. You know, one time is enough. One time's enough with the big house.
Is it a little gay?
I was not going to use the word, but I'm glad you did.
I'm very open-minded about that.
Yuck. That's the last thing I want to see. You know, as a matter of fact, hey, here's a happy thought I'll leave you with.
Oh, good.
That since I've had this breakthrough with number three.
Yesterday, yeah.
I am constantly thinking that Frida is watching down over me and watching how I mean, physically.
Yeah.
I picture her looking and making sure that I'm not screwing up everything. And
right.
That the house is running and Bart's good and things are good with Amy. And I thought today, what must she think if she's up there? You know, it's like, what if she's up in heaven and she just says, you know what, it's been a couple of days. Let me just see what's going on. Like she turns on some close screen TV and it's like a security camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sees me go into the room and she's like, oh my God. Oh,
should have known.
This is what he's going to do?
Do you think if everybody's up there, do they have the same access? People, do all loved ones that have gone before you, do they have access to that security camera?
Here's the thing.
Because, I'm not going to be able to ever do that again if that's the case.
I'm sure that God sets up some type of system where you have to sign something like, can you handle this?
Yeah,
you
know? But here's what I think. I think it's a setup where they don't see it unless they've seen it before.
Well... I'm not going to say she hadn't seen it, but she had
not technically seen that. Right.
No, I mean, you know. But
I like that thought.
Why would
the theory?
Why would each of you? Why would you do it in front of a mirror? You fags?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You want an explanation?
Yes.
Be happy to give you one when I figure one out.
Hello.
Stop making them feel like it's crazy. Just because you don't do it doesn't mean it's not normal.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Billy.
Bye. Bye.
I think the lady just. Defended me. And Buzz.
Yes.
I have an explanation.
Thank you for that.
What?
I do, and this is a legitimate... because I watched... most of the time, I'll watch something on TV.
Yeah. And
you know,
then,
what we watch.
In the movie,
and
right?
There was nothing on TV.
You watched porno.
And I was looking at it like maybe I was pretending, I was fantasizing that I was in one of those movies.
Okay. Now,
what's the truth?
Okay, you know, I say lots of stuff about sex that grosses you out, and allow me to have the same, because that's what I'm picturing now. I mean, that's just... What about you, Mirror Boy?
I think curiosity covers it. I think, you know, it's only natural to be curious.
I like to see what it looks like from different angles. I do. Look, now listen to me.
Okay, you and Beth Ann and Buzz are going to buy you all some Windex. And you can have a party.
Hey, can I say, it's not, I don't do this. This is not like my regular modus operandi.
No. You sure do know a lot about it, though.
Well, because I gave it some thought.
Okay.
It requires angles. It requires being in the right place.
Okay. Pitching, not catching. Don't worry about it.
It's fun.
Of course it's fun. There's lots of things that are fun about being gay.
Maybe that means I'm a little gay.
You make closer friends.
I accept that. If I,
you make closer friends. You take better care of yourself. You're very organized. And all those great gay stereotypes.
Welcome to my hall of mirrors. There is not an angle in this room where you will not be able to see yourself.
If I did, it would have to be like with a funhouse mirror. One of those things that would give me like a gigantic forehead. Oh, right. Hi, Joe. No, you know what? Against my better judgment.
I was going to
have you.
You.
Oh, thank you. Have you?
Probably.
Joe, you weren't going to come in here and defend me?
I haven't done something like that since I was 15.
Done what?
But a mirror. I know what it looks
Joe,
like.
Joe, so you're coming in and putting me down again?
But hold on.
Is that it? That's such a surprise.
I'm putting you down.
But did you do it when you were 15?
Yeah.
Okay, faggot. Get out of here.
Oh!
Yeah, see how he turns on you?
See you. Bye.
Okay, Mr. Man.
Goddamn right.
Here's the reason right here. Objects in mirror may be larger than they appear.
All right, Buzz
beat my explanation.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, there's another thing I want you to remember. I don't want to get any messages saying that we are holding our position. We're not holding anything. Let the Hun do that. We are advancing constantly, and we're not interested in holding on to anything except the enemy. We're going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap through a goose.
The Don and Mike Show.
They want to sing. La la, la 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 la. The Don and Mike Show.
It's a chance to win airfare for two on Delta to Tampa. What you get there is the Avis car rental for the whole time you're there,
okay.
The hotel, and, of course, the great weather of Tampa Bay, Florida.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
We're going to try something called chat room.
Sounds hot.
Now,
it's a pretty good, that's a pretty good CD right there.
It's our sex music.
It's a little scratchy.
I think you might want to get a Q-tip, Mike. I don't hear anything wrong with this.
Play better over here.
I don't see how it could possibly.
There's a problem with that.
CD 2 is funny.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Not in that way.
Don't ball up your fist at me, boy.
Ah, there it is.
Here we
clean
go.
Copy.
So, a chat room.
Meaning
that it's like any other chat room. I'm not really sure exactly how we're going to give away this trip. Someone will emerge victorious in the chat room. Now,
very good.
Our microphones will generally be in the we can talk, but you can't hear us mode. When you call the chat room and you are let inside, you will hear this.
Oops. No, not that.
Not that. You'll hear this.
Ah, like you've entered the chat room.
When you're kicked out, you will hear that.
Very good.
Okay? So, if you are on the telephone now, and you hear, that means you're in the chat room.
All right.
If we've tired with you, bored with you, you'll hear that. And
you could hear that right away. You could hear that immediately.
Oh, yeah. You could, because it's the wide-open chat room.
We are not going to be involved in this. This is chat between the listeners.
This is one time, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago on the show, I wanted to do it for a whole show. We couldn't stand it, for the first segment. I wanted to do an all-caller show.
Right.
Not meaning a show where we would exclusively take phone calls.
No.
But a show where, because, in essence, you guys, the audience...
You did the show.
Mm-hmm. We could just answer phone call and have listeners talking to listeners, but it ended up being an abortion.
It was painful.
Of biblical consequence.
But it was funny. It really was funny.
And now we're going to open up the chat room. Although we can conference as many as 16 lines together,
right?
There will only be 4 people allowed in the chat room at any given time.
This is the kind of chat room you might experience in certain sex lines.
That's exactly what I... Now, this is what made me think of this. When we've called the sex lines recently to play
games...
Can
you hear like a little beep where somebody else comes in and is listening in on you?
How many times, the last couple of times, have we called phone whores and,
yeah.
and we hear some other guy go, who's there?
This is after they say, I can't believe a sex line would lie to you when they say one-on-one action.
Yeah. So it's our own chat room. And it's open right now.
Very good.
And, well, it's very simple. Here we go. And they'll hear the sound, and they'll know. And you'll know.
Might have to hit it again. Yeah.
Am I the only one in here? Whose lady is that? Ladies?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, get off the phone.
What's that?
Get off the phone.
What's going on?
Wait, is this a lady?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Your mama.
Your mama? Come on now, come on now. Don't get like that now. What are you up to?
I like it. I like it.
There's still somebody on one of these lines.
Just lingering?
That's open right now.
Not there.
Nope, hold on.
The chat room empty right now?
Oh, no.
I'm here.
Very good.
It is too late right now.
And who am I talking to?
You
can't call
the sex line.
Hello? Who am I talking to?
James.
Who?
James, who's this?
This is Jessica. James.
This is Greg.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in my car with my daughter right now, driving right in front of JFK.
Oh, driving away. I'm in my car, stuck in traffic on the Beltway. Did somebody else just come in?
No, I think it's just the two of us.
I'm sorry?
Chris is here.
Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, how are you?
I'm good. Do you want to go on the trip with me or what?
Oh, I would definitely go.
Jared, I want to win the trip.
Oh, hold on. We might have something here.
Yeah. 26 and single.
Oh, I'm 24 and single.
I've got other people on other lines.
That sounds like a match.
I'm not saying anything.
Where do you live?
Where are you from?
I'm actually from West Virginia, believe it or not.
West Virginia. Do you snowboard? Do you ski out there or what?
Hello. Ski, not very well, but I do ski.
Oh, okay. Hello?
I attempt to.
You attempt to.
Is anybody there?
Yeah.
Hey, there we go.
We're both here.
I attempt to.
The evil doctor is over there.
Where are you from, Jessica?
I'm from PG County.
PG County.
Is there any PG County in Maryland?
From drive-by shooting?
Not lately, although there was somebody who saw the gas station up the street.
Yeah, people
but don't drive by.
Not jumping in.
Don, we might have to lose one of the chatterboxes here, and I suggest it's the guy.
Dude, like in West Virginia, we don't
that
have
guy.
Drive-by shooting.
I don't remember which one.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Kirby doesn't like my toys.
What was that?
I don't know.
The land of the weird.
Hello? Is anybody in here?
Hey, baby.
Who?
How you doing, baby?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
He is one broad.
How many people?
Are there any men in the room?
How many people am I in here with?
This is great.
Hello?
Jessica.
Hello?
Did somebody call my name?
Yes, how's traffic going in PG County?
Oh, very, very slowly, very slowly.
I'm stuck in traffic in Howard County.
This
is my boy.
That's fascinating.
Very?
A great pickup line.
How's the weather? I had to delete
how's
someone
the
out there.
Damn cold.
Too cold.
Damn cold.
My balls are hairy.
All right.
I can't hear whoever's yelling.
Right. It's just
very distorted.
I know we're having to delete all of this out. It's terrible, but it's funny when we're in here.
Mike? Is that Mike talking?
Yes.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Oops.
Hello? Is anyone else in here?
Oh.
Hello?
Jessica?
Yes, this is Jessica. Who is this now?
They hang up. Losers. Jessica?
Hello?
Click.
Hello? Am I chatting to myself? Oh, is there another girl in here?
Yes, there's another girl. This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. It's Jessica.
Hello, Jessica from PG County.
Oh, that's right.
I'm from lovely Woodbridge.
Oh, Woodbridge. Yeah, I don't even know where that is.
Does anybody live in Vegas?
PG County folks don't leave PG County, so.
The Vegas guy in there.
I think it's you and I right now. I can't hear anyone else.
Of course not.
All right, I'm fine with that. Hello, and I was coming in here yelling.
There you go.
I can't hear anything. Hello?
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 This is the weak.
Jessica. Yes.
I believe the weak kneed guy.
Yeah. Here.
It's great.
Yes, I am still here. Who is this?
This is James from Canada. I'm a beaver hunter.
Is that a real beaver or just
I'm gonna
need
somebody to go down to Florida, get warm with me, maybe do some beaver hunting, beaver trips like that. Maybe do some water.
I don't know about hunting beaver.
Yeah, he caught him right in water.
Yeah,
good.
Hello?
Be nice.
Tom? Who?
That's just super, I gotta say. Hey, get off the phone, guy. Jesse?
Is Lisa gone?
Hello?
Hello?
This is fantastic.
Okay, who is this now?
Sure.
It's Tom.
Tom.
Calling from Vegas. Thomas coming from Las Vegas.
From Vegas. That's where I want to go, too.
Yeah, I want to go to Florida, though. I'm sick of Vegas.
I'm down to party. Who are you going where? Who am I talking to? You're calling from Vegas. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You doing any gambling?
Yeah, a little too much. I'd like to go to Florida, though.
What'd you say?
I'd like to go to Florida.
I want to go to Florida, but you know, I don't even have anyone to go with me. All my girlfriends are all boyfriend up, so I would have to go.
Jessica,
you know, I have to find someone to go
the
with.
Chat room. Okay. She's in charge.
I'm available.
How old are you?
How old do you want me to be?
Welcome to the chat room.
There's the chat room. Married too, right?
No.
I want you to be.
Meet me in the park.
No, I'm not. Divorced.
Divorced. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you?
Hey, this is an ass for ass.
People are hitting and running, aren't they? They're just coming in.
Hey, Lisa. Where's Lisa at?
Lisa's gone, I guess.
Hello. Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, where'd Lisa go?
I don't know where Lisa went. She's
Lisa
here.
And Jessica, man, they kicked everybody off.
Man, no, it's all about the goddamn, you know, the dude.
I know, they kept all the girls out, man.
Hello, in the room, are there any
Don and Mike, you need to find a new girl, man.
26-year-old gay male from Louisiana.
I love this.
Okay, here we go.
Start over again. Here we go. Oh, that's great. Oh, this rocks.
Special thanks to Jessica.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Michael O'Meara, you're fired.
Hello? Is Pedro there?
Hello?
Oh.
Pedro offers you his protection.
Is that
He caught you a delicious bath.
That's,
Where are you from?
Dynamite?
Jessica. That's like impossible. The noise is going off so much, you can't even tell. The noise is kind of annoying.
I'm not doing that.
Like,
as somebody on the phone playing Batman now.
I don't know, it sucks. Hello?
Jessica, you there? Hello.
You want some nachos?
Captain is 1977. Oh, yeah. Suck.
But I have some new type of... I got a new type of salsa.
Hey, who's there?
Yeah.
Who's
it's
this?
Not the peach kind.
Is this... Hello?
Yeah, I didn't like it. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Is there anyone still even on this thing?
Jessica, are you there?
I keep hearing the noise.
It's OJ.
OJ?
Hello?
Go Red Sox. Go Patriots.
I'm trying to find some propane and propane accessories. Hello?
Some propane accessories?
Whoa.
Hello? Is this Hank? Is this Hank?
He's gone.
I think
hey, I'm headed to Vegas. Does anybody want to get a party started?
Chat room.
Oh, I can't hear you. Who wants to get the party started? Come on, I'll stand in the corner for you. Just send her over.
Yeah, have we lost our woman?
Where are you at?
Oh, there's
me? Somebody. I'm in Annapolis.
Minneapolis?
No, Annapolis. Down by the bay.
Where is it?
Annapolis, down by the Bay Bridge.
She's a bright one.
Huh. I'm actually in Vermont right now.
Oh, Vermont. Oh, man. Nice and chilly up there. You know?
It's
Midwest. Come on. Donna Mike, let's go party, guys.
Y'all can come party here.
Lauren.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Originally, I'm actually from Mississippi, though. How old are you?
Oops, hold on.
I'm originally from Tupelo, Mississippi, actually.
Wow.
I accidentally got pregnant through my parents. I'm from a planet called Uranus.
Wow, I've never heard that before, but it's I really appreciate Uranus, Jeff.
It's
that was
4:30
hilarious.
On Friday, and I'm already wasted.
Really?
Yes. How about you?
What have you been drinking?
Brandy, lots of it. What have you been drinking?
I actually haven't started.
Start drinking now.
But maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah, then flop through Highway Love Connection right here, baby. Rockets to New York. Pull out 490.
Wow, you must be wasted. Because I didn't understand any of that.
Ken Stevens here.
What?
Ken Stevens here.
Still didn't understand what you just said,
God.
But... obviously, you've been
she's a good listener, isn't she?
Where did all of these retards come from?
I don't know. Who's that?
Down south somewhere.
How many you got in there now?
One. Hi, guys.
There's always four.
Hello. How are you?
There's always
hi,
four.
Hi, friends. Bunch of dorks. We're all in the chat room. It's crazy.
This is crazy.
Crazy.
Michael O'Meara, you're fired.
I think you were just on because I just heard that.
What's that?
How old are you?
25.
It just got away.
This is so fun.
You're so fun.
I'm drunk.
What would you even do in Florida?
Just do what I tell you.
Hello?
Hey, you there?
Yes.
It's Curtis.
Curtis?
Curtis.
I have a friend with that
I'm
name.
I'm Dr. Fraser Crane, and I'm listening.
Curtis, it's a great name.
It is a great name.
Let's get out of here and go to Vegas.
So, is that where you're from, Vegas?
No, I'm in Anne Arundel County.
Just remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
With all these pervs on the line, let's get out of here and go to Vegas.
I'm down with that, but I say Florida would be even better.
Where'd you want to go?
I'm down with Vegas, but I think Florida would be even better.
All right, let's do that.
Too many buttons.
It's actually spring break right now, so...
I'm a game for whatever you want to do.
These two seem to be
Do you want to go to the hotel room?
Surely.
Wow.
Yeah. I've got a room service on Don and Mike all weekend.
That sounds good to me.
Hello?
They pick up the bill, right?
Buck over here.
Definitely.
Now there's some guy trying to
call a
little party. Hello? Blackjack, a little strip tease.
A little strip poker, maybe?
Oh, definitely.
Wow.
We got a lot with... just two articles of clothing, though, not a whole full dress.
No.
Have you ever been to Tupelo, Mississippi?
No, but I was stationed in Muncie.
I keep adding more people. Man.
Yeah, that's actually where I'm from. It's the home of Elvis Presley.
Cool. There you go. Okay.
This is Hank Hill. I was sent to attack the show today.
I definitely like Mississippi, but let's go that mic.
There's one guy that's hanging in there with that chick.
Yes, he is.
He is persevering.
Say that.
Hey,
at all these bald guys in that room is kind of the same.
So what's the deal? Are we going to get a hotel room and get naked?
Wow.
All weekend.
This girl is. She's
yeah.
The whores are winners.
That's how old are you?
She's
and you think we can
be able to
isolate the guy that's like hung in there?
Yeah. Yeah. You want to be.
All right, hold on.
Where in Vermont are you hanging out?
No, I'm 13. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually 25.
I think it was the lady from Vermont and the guy from Annapolis.
Can you handle a 35-year-old Marine stud?
Let me just figure which line.
A Marine stud?
A Marine stud.
Okay. Well, I can try.
Oh, wow, if you can.
I got
a bad girl.
I'm
going to leave the room all
okay,
weekend.
Okay, hold on. I've got. Hey, can you two idiots hear us? Hello?
Can you guys hear us?
Hold
yourselves down.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Lady from Tupelo?
Yes.
And guy from
Annapolis? Is
Maryland?
The guy from Annapolis still there? No.
Who's the guy on the phone?
I think it might be
Anne Arundel County.
Is this the Marine
That's
stud?
Anne Arundel yes. County? That's Annapolis.
Anne Arundel.
Okay. Listen, only one of you is going to win the trip to Tampa Bay. Now, if you like, you can take this person you've just met with you.
But you'd have to do that on your own, right?
I think I'd rather choose my own person.
That's a shock.
Welcome to the chat room.
That's a shock. Really. And now, you know what? I'm just going to say on behalf of all guys that have been in chat rooms before, mm-hmm. and just on behalf of all men.
Yes.
Fella?
Yes.
Congratulations, you're going to Tampa.
Yeah!
Hey,
all right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I meant that.
Thank you, Donna Mike.
You're very welcome.
There you go.
I didn't hang up on her. Are you still there, honey?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, that's too bad.
Jessica, right?
Oh, no, you're going to hurt
one.
Me like that, huh?
No, I'm not hurting you. Listen, we're not hurting you. Not yet. Congratulations, you won my friend, what's your name? Guy, what's your name? Who?
Curtis.
Okay, you got airfare for two on Delta Airlines to Tampa Bay. That includes an Avis rental car for 3 days, 3 nights, hotel at the Tradewinds Island Resort. Tradewinds Island Resort, located on the white sands of St. Pete Beach, allows you to just let go with limitless beachfront recreation, sumptuous dining, and a spectacular kids program, courtesy of DeltaTravelVacations.com.
Mm-mm.
Outstanding.
Sounds good.
And darling, my darling Jessica...
Natalie.
Okay, yes. Jessica was earlier in the chat room.
Well, you know, you were pretty good on this game.
Naughty Natalie.
You're a good little whore.
Oh, thank you.
This is a great... I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you now, Fatima.
I'm not kidding you this time.
You've won the brand new iPod Shuffle.
Hey.
Oh, cool.
You know, dummy, you're ruining my prize read here by telling your guy what station you're on.
Yeah. Is that the same guy that we gave the trip to?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He's still on the line. He's like going 105.7.
Hey, Marine stud, put a sock in it for a second.
Darling?
Yeah?
You've got the brand new iPod Shuffle. Download 120 of your favorite MP3s and never ever hear them the same way. The brand new iPod Shuffle. That's courtesy of the Don and Mike Show, because we have to buy our own prizes out of our own money to give away.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for being a nice little hoe in our chat room.
Up in Vermont.
I thought it was pretty sweet, huh?
I thought you were.
Oh, you were sweet.
I didn't get too nasty.
No, you didn't know, but I know you. I know you could have.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, you definitely could have.
I could have, but you never know who's listening, right?
That's right.
Chat room.
Say everybody was.
Thank you. Hold on a second, both of you.
Man, that was fun. I want to do that again.
That's
soon.
A good experience.
That was gold.
Yeah. Okay, we'll try that again.
Absolutely.
Chat room.
The password is weekly.
Chat room.
I love that. I really do.
And because we have so many lines, what's great is when you limit it to four people.
Sure.
I mean, I know it was. I don't know if it was easy for you to follow when I was running the board, but really, as I would hang up on somebody, I would play the.
Right.
Unless they'd hang up by themselves,
right.
You'd hear it. Then every time you heard the, that was somebody new coming in.
It was fantastic.
Anyway.
Good job.
Good job.
Thanks to everybody for behaving themselves as best they could.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to go.
Especially you dirty little whore.
Yeah, dirty birdie.
Kept that thing going.
I enjoyed every minute of it.
Stay tuned.
Oh, this is fun.
We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go at it.
Go ahead, David.
I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches, full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. Plus more goddamn nonsense. The other is that...
You can't say that on the air, Mr. Greenfield.
Well, I'm not on the air. I was amused to have to read that Ross...
David, just let me just go in the shit. We are on the air.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are you going to sing him back?
I'm going to do a check.
They want to fart for ye. Don and Mike.
Sex segment. Because, you know, Buzz Swang. That's not even right.
No, but I like it. It sounds better. He swang.
He was a swinger. He swang.
He swung.
Thank you, Mike.
Would it be he swung? Yeah. Yes. Because he swung. It's a tough one.
Although sometimes they say he swang at the ball. I guess they don't. They always say he swung at the ball.
And John Anderson said swangin'.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Let's talk. The website, ncsfreedom.org.
Hello.
Susan writes on one of our telephones.
Yes.
She's the spokesperson of the National Coalition for Sexual Freedom.
Yeah.
This As you know, is. Buzz Swang, when he was over in Jamaica with Marsha, and here now is Susan Wright. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show. Hi, Susan.
Hello, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there, honey.
Fine, thank you.
Hi, Susan.
Say hello to Buzz.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi, Susan.
Now, I got to tell you that on the show, we've all been in our own long-term relationships, some longer than others.
Yes, that's funny.
But Buzz has the longest relationship, a 30-year, rock solid, catch, couldn't scratch it.
Blue steel.
That's right, a marriage. Really,
that's impressive.
It's a rock. However, at one point, they experimented with others.
And survived. And I believe, in fairness to our listening audience, we should say that in some ways, they continue to experiment to this very day.
I don't know what you mean.
Of course you know it.
Yes, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Anyway, whenever we have something like, the swingers clubs in Indiana. Oh, before we start, have you ever been to Naked City? You ever hear of Naked City?
No, I haven't.
Dick Drost's Naked City, just outside of Chicago, just over the line in Indiana.
Like by Gary, Indiana?
Is it still in existence?
I don't know. When I was a boy, so we're talking, you know, eons ago.
You have no idea how many hundreds of swingers clubs exist out there.
Okay.
Every community has it.
So are you yourself a fully registered swinger?
Well, you know, I have been to a few swing clubs.
Baby.
Uh-huh. Really?
But, you know, again, like Buzz, that was something in my more recent past than him.
More recent.
Incidentally, anytime you say something that you've done that someone might be offended by, please say like Buzz. because although we cast no aspersions, it's really great. Like, for instance, how many guys do you think you've been with while you've been married?
Good question.
How many of the guys?
I couldn't even begin to tell you about that.
Buzz.
I have tried it, and like Buzz, like many
Thank
people,
you. Yes.
People enjoy, you know, adding a little spice to their relationship,
a little variety.
And you know, if you have a really good marriage, and you can really communicate with your wife or husband, and you enjoy your sexuality, I think it inevitably comes up.
Everybody's got to be cool with it, and it's not for everybody, right?
Oh, that's definitely true, and it's not for everybody at certain times of their lives,
right?
You know, for some couples, it might be good at one time and not so good at another time.
Are you a blonde or a brunette?
Both.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know what, Mike? We're out of our league. Why don't we turn this over to Mr. Swinger?
Yeah, and, sorry, Don.
Buzz, the website, ncsfreedom.org.
I just threw cold water on my face.
Here now is Buzz talking about swinging in Indiana.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hey, we're talking about...
Finally.
Yeah, we're talking about the heartland here, just you and me. We're talking about the heartland here, Muncie, Indiana, and you say the swing clubs are in virtually every community in this great land of ours.
Definitely. I mean, because these clubs are started by local people.
Right.
A lot of them are not businesses. They're just, you know, non-profit. This is a way people want to get together.
Yeah.
Private clubs.
Now, and it serves the local population.
This website, ncsfreedom.org, I understand that you could learn, what could you learn there? Among other things, I hear maybe etiquette. Etiquette might be
Buzz,
one of the
you're
things.
You're getting a little flustered, Buzz.
Buzz, you seem to be very flustered here. Right?
And we also list certain clubs that have joined NCSF.
I see.
If you're looking for certain clubs, that's one place you could start.
There's one near you.
We're looking for sexy Buzz. We're getting foghorn leghorn.
Well, it's because he's looking at him. He's all sexed up over there thinking about this.
Well, etiquette's very important.
Uh-huh. You know, what is her first name again?
Susan.
I'm sorry. This is Mike. Susan, it might, if we could allow this, Buzz would calm down a little bit if we would. He does something on the show where he goes into almost a different persona and it relaxes him enormously. Sexy Buzz. Can he talk to you as Sexy Buzz for the rest of the interview?
Sure.
Okay, Susan, this is Sexy Buzz.
And the last question I'll ask you before, Sexy Buzz. Do you have any quick time movies on your site?
No.
You do not? Okay.
No, it's not that kind of site. We're actually, you know, what NCSF does is we actually help people who get into trouble. You know, people...
Really? Oh, like Buzz.
It's sad that some people actually discriminate against people who do swinging and...
Again, and, whenever you say that, honey, please say like Buzz.
Like Buzz.
Like Buzz.
All right, well, now we're going to give you the different Buzz. This is the Buzz you might encounter at one of your swingers parties.
And now without further ado... Here's Buzz.
Hello again, Susan.
Your voice should be just a little deeper than that.
Hello again, Susan.
There you go.
What kind of trouble might somebody get into? What sort of oppression might a swinger face?
Oh, well, it's definitely true. I mean, a lot of people you probably know do this, and you don't know it because they don't talk about it, because there's still kind of a little bit of a stigma against people.
Like the spiewak.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Discriminate against
people misunderstand. They think that if a couple is into doing this, that they might have be unfaithful, or they're cheating, or they have a rocky marriage.
Spiewak would call the police again.
And does your organization help dispel these myths?
Yes, we definitely do. We help people who are, like, for example, if they get into trouble at their job. I mean, some people have moral clauses.
Like Buzz.
That happened to me.
Yeah. If you have a moral clause, like if you're a teacher or you're in a sensitive, you know, like a political job, it can cause problems for you. So we help them educate their employer. We talk to them about their rights. We talk to the media. You know, we try to let people know that this is consenting adults. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's, you know, nothing wrong with it.
What about the parties themselves, though?
Yes. What about the orgies?
The orgies have rules.
Yeah. What would be an example? What would be maybe the prime directive? What would be the main rule?
I think the main rule is what we had mentioned, that you want to make sure that your partner, you know, who you're with, is comfortable with it. You want to make sure that you set limits for yourself.
Let me quote Beth Ann McBride. No means no. does that go at your swingers party? No means no?
I would definitely say that's huge. In fact, respect is the most important thing when you go in. You know, you're going in to meet people, and you're going in to have a good time and talk to people, and you need to respect them on that level.
What do you want
to
know about the initiation?
What about petting? Petting to a point?
What? Petting?
Petting?
Petting. Of course, there's petting, isn't there, Susan?
What if I just wanted to, like, you know, when you go swimming, you go in the shallow end first.
Yes,
you don't
you
jump right
in. In fact, you know, there's a lot of people that do that. They call it soft swinging.
Mm-hmm. Swinging?
Yeah, they'll go to one of these events, a party, and they dance, they dress up, good time. There's usually food, a buffet.
And
they can do a little soft stuff, or they only, you know, kind of play with and interact with each other.
Yes.
In sort of very sexy environment.
Like sex,
really
sex touching?
Like what?
Sex touching?
Sex touching.
Yeah, you can have sex touching. Some clubs are on premise, which is where you go and you can meet people and you can actually have sexual interactions right there.
Wow.
Many other clubs are just social environments where you go and you meet people and then you can go away.
Here's a name I want to throw at you. The guy's name is Joe Kahn. He's the commissioner of tailgating. Has he ever been to one of your orgies? We had him on our show about an hour ago.
Personally.
You're not allowed to say, anyway.
How do you actually, Buzz would ask, initiate the...
Why don't you go ahead. Buzz, and again, in your super sexy voice.
Susan, my friends would like to know if there's some sort of initiation when someone enters the swingers lifestyle.
Well, you basically, as long as you are an adult who is polite and smells decently, you can go into any one of these and sign up for a membership.
How do you do it?
How do you do it?
How do you do that?
Well, I would say, first of all, you would look on the internet and find a club near you.
find out what their hours are. They usually have their rules right up
here. Walk up and ask.
Susan, I think I have the question.
First,
here.
I know a place in the D.C. area.
Right.
It's called O'Mara's.
Look around cafe.
What's the proper way, Susan, to approach somebody at one of these parties to get started? Maybe you've never been before and you see somebody who you find attractive.
Hi, Buzz.
Well, how do you begin?
You introduce yourself just like you would at any sort of social situation.
Now, do you need to bring your own baby wipes?
No, they usually provide those.
Bring your own.
Bring your own baby wipes.
BYOW.
For safe sex, because that's extremely important. They
that's
educate
right.
people about safe sex. And
Rubber
and
Red Day keeps the stork away.
BYOC.
Make sure that rabbit done dead die. That's what I'm telling you. Or you don't want the rabbit to die.
Sounds like a line out of Summer of 42.
So yeah, you just go in. You act a little more adult than this, and be nice to people, and they will be nice to you if you don't go in, you know, like a hound dog.
Susan, as a rule, are swingers attractive?
You know, swingers are just like anybody you meet anywhere. Some of them are extremely attractive.
Do you have theme rooms?
And some of them look like your grandmothers.
Do you have
your
grandfathers. Do you have theme rooms?
You know, I have never been to a swing club that has a steam room.
What is the
but
best?
They have jacuzzis and things like that.
There's one in Muncie.
What is the best swinging experience you've ever had personally?
You know, I couldn't even really tell you. I mean,
come on, we're trying to have fun here.
I have to think about this. The best one that probably happened is where we went and we had a really exciting time down in Florida. There's a lot of swim clubs down in Florida.
Something about the warm weather, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. They have
detail.
They have outdoor. They have jacuzzis.
The guy that you were with, who's the celebrity he most resembled?
Kevin Bacon.
There we go. We're talking.
Do you drive a Dodge Swinger?
No.
What's the celebrity you most resemble, Susan?
Good question.
Demi Moore.
Oh, my.
Oh, hello.
Now, Susan.
I love her very much.
Guys, I got to jump in with this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you dress up for Halloween?
No, actually, I didn't. I caught a terrible flu. Sorry to bum you out.
Jesus, that'll happen.
When the bird flew.
Oh, God, all right.
No, tell me something. No. In your travels with swingers, have you ever come across the first name Shondell?
Oh, no. Russ is going to kick your ass.
Are you looking for somebody?
A fantasy.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Just a fantasy. Just a crazy orgy fantasy.
Well, you know, you should indulge yourself. I mean, I know there's...
Oh, God, I would, except he'd punch my face in.
Well, you normally do have to be part of a couple. That's one thing that the swinging is definitely based around couples.
So swinging would not be a good idea for somebody who maybe was... starting to think about getting back into the market?
No, it's really not that sort of...
Not too bad, but
it really is geared towards couples. Some clubs don't even let in single men.
Right. But most let in single women, don't they?
Most do let in single women, but you find even most women who get involved with it tend to be part of a couple because it is just... I mean, when you're in a group of couples, you tend to want to be in a couple yourself. It's that dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
They really gear everything around that.
Do you spoon? Afterwards, do you like spooning?
Some don't.
Would you be offended if let's say you and I were swinging and when I was done with you I said, oh, that was good, I'm starved, get out of here? I mean, do you have to put in the
or give me the remote?
Yeah. Do you have to put in the after time with a swinger, or can you treat her? No offense, like the horse she is.
Well, I can see you're going to do very well in this community.
No,
I don't think you have to worry about that.
I'm kidding, of course, but can you...
Can you finish, get something to eat, and leave?
Yeah, yes, you actually can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a godsend.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No strings.
Now, Susan, you said you've been...
I hope not, Mike.
You've been part of this lifestyle.
I don't get into that. You know that. I don't have my red wings.
Susan, you said you've been part of this lifestyle recently, but not currently. Do you plan to go back at some point?
Well, you know, I'm always open to it. I certainly have an open mind. It's for our marriage right now. We're monogamous. And
open
that works
mind and open legs.
Very good.
Yeah.
So how is it you're still involved with the National Coalition for Sexual Freedom?
Oh, because NCSF represents all sorts of alternative sexuality.
I see.
And, you know, I am a firm believer that as long as the government tries to tell us what to do in the bedroom, we're going to have problems in this country.
I'm also a firm believer.
Would you swing with George Bush, given the opportunity?
No.
All right, who would you rather swing with if you had to swing with one of them? George Bush or Dick Cheney?
Oh, my God. What a choice.
You have to choose.
If you had to have sex, swing with one of them, who would it be?
I would exercise my right.
No, honey, you got to pick one.
Please pick one.
Pick one. Because I'll tell you, for me, listen, it's a no-brainer.
Really?
I'd do Laura Bush over Lynn Cheney
in a minute.
Any day of the week.
In a minute.
What about women? You like women, Susan?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. There you go.
Any particular stars that you would fantasize about being with, female-wise?
You know, I never, again, sorry to disappoint you, but never have really done that. Mm.
Which president, going all the way back to George Washington.
Very good.
Which president would you most like to swing with?
Probably JFK. I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah, right.
That's a pretty, that's a standard answer.
So,
what about as far as, how about a famous male celebrity that you would like to swing with?
Hmm, again, you know, that just isn't the way I tend to think.
Yeah, you're a woman. You don't process that way, do you?
Yeah, no. Mm. And I'm extremely happy in my marriage. I mean, my husband and I have
What about Dick Van Patten? Would you consider him? You know, the dad from Eight is Enough?
No.
You would not consider Dick Van Patten.
What about Rip Taylor?
Well, if he was nice to me, I would consider it.
What about Donald Sutherland?
Do you find Donald Sutherland to be...
Actually, usually a lot of men like Donald Sutherland.
I bet you do.
I bet
you do.
An option is usually available.
Are the men... I'll ask men first. Actually, everybody. Are most people at these swingers places fat or thin?
You can get... Like I said, anything. You get these... There's some women I have seen that are the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. There's men that I've seen that are, you know, buff. They look like they've just come out of the Marines.
What you're saying is fat people... Hold on.
There's people that you could just go into your local grocery store and the first 20 people you see.
And fatties.
And do those people have a problem getting laid at swingers clubs, fatties?
No, you know what? I think the thing about this is it's such a freeing thing that it tends to be people really look at who the person is. So if a person is very genuine and nice,
and
meets your eyes and is not there being an obvious hound dog.
Right. Welcome to Club Obesity, please.
That's what it takes. If you're having sex with people, then...
I'm going to give it one more try. Okay. What's your biggest turn on?
Mine is FM.
This one?
SM?
S&M?
Yes.
Oh, like whips and chains and stuff.
Yeah, not even so much that. Just like spanking.
Spanking.
Wow.
Light bondage.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Like that.
Role playing.
Like that.
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your way. All right, well, listen, your website is ncsfreedom.org. Buzz, I'm sorry we kind of hijacked the segment.
No, I appreciate the help. Thank you.
But really, I think it did more for Mike and me than it did for you.
We were trying.
It works. It works. It is a group effort, right?
We're here to educate. Would you be offended if I asked you one last personal question?
Well, I haven't so far.
All right, your bra size.
Come on. Now, can we guess? I'm going to guess.
You can go on my website and see my picture if you want to.
Oh, you have a picture on the website.
I'm going to guess she's a B, but a full B.
I'll say a C.
I'm going to say she's like a 36B, but extremely full of life.
I can't even imagine what you're picturing right now. I am a 42-year-old married woman.
That's all right, honey.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Having fun.
You're married. You ain't dead.
You got a very sexy voice.
No. Yes,
indeed.
And besides, you
swing. Remnants of my cold, probably, too.
Oh, the cold. Okay. Throw cold water on us again, for God's sake. Talking about snot.
The runny nose.
I'm an activist. I'm out there trying to help people, and really, I do want to let people know that NCSF is there to help people.
Yeah, I know. We're just trying to have a little fun. Okay, I understand.
Well, this has been great. I've really enjoyed it.
Did you find a picture yet?
I found the website. I haven't found your picture, Susan. Where will I find that?
Susan, hold on a second. We'll find it. Robbie needs to talk to you. That's Rob. He's one of the swingers.
Does
From
he
the
ever?
Swinging Speewax.
He's one of the people that calls the cops on the swingers.
Something's going on at those people, and I saw some black people walking in.
Thank you for being on the show. Hold
Thank
on.
You, Susan.
Hold on, please, Susan. Hold on.
Mm. She seemed nice.
Yeah. Rob. Susan, you're off the air now.
Hi, this is Rob. Please come to my home.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. Hammeray.
Champion Carpet Bombers. Don and Mike.
Hey, you got to give me a fight.
Now, I don't know. This is just one of the dumb interviews that we book, and like a month ago, I say, yeah, sure. Book the guy.
Because it was a month ago.
And then we don't know what to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's name, or is a woman. Is it a man or a woman? Jackie Bibby.
Sounded like a man.
Okay. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records. And Mike, you've got the new book in front of you?
I do.
Over there?
What's the category?
Sat in two separate tubs with 75 live Western Diamondback rattlesnakes.
I think I got a picture of the guy in here.
Okay. So now let's see. It's Buzz, you ready? It's just going to be the Don and Mike show. Just give us an intro. It's time for the Guinness World... What do they call this? The International Guinness World Book of... Mike, what's the name of the
Guinness,
goddamn book?
The Guinness World Records 2006.
Thank you. You ready, Buzz?
I think so, yes.
Okay, just give us an intro. Here we go. We'll talk to this guy.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, Don and Mike present Guinness World Records. Now, here are your hosts, Don and Mike.
Hi, thank you, Buzz. And we're joined this afternoon by Jackie Bibby. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi, Jackie. We're doing great now. Mike, did you find this picture in the book?
Yeah, I found it right here, Jackie
Bibby.
What does
it say?
Jackie sharing a bathtub with the most rattlesnakes, Jackie Bibby and Rosie Reynolds McCasland, jointly hold the record for having sat in two separate tubs, each with, are you ready, 75 live Western Diamondback rattlesnakes on the set of Guinness World Records.
Wow.
Primetime. That was on September 24th, 1999 in Los Angeles, California.
Jackie, may we interview you for a moment, sir?
Absolutely. You bet.
Great. We're talking with Jackie Bibby.
Jackie's got a world record with sitting in a tub with rattlers. Why a tub, Jackie?
Well, it was just an idea we came up with. I hold several world records, and I've been doing stunts with snakes for 37 years.
The Guinness Book of World Records, does it have anything to do with the Frosty Brew?
Well, I think that the book originally came from the individual to do brew that beer.
You like the beer?
You know, I don't drink anymore.
I do.
I'm a recovering person. There was a time when I drank a lot.
My friend Mike is on the plan right now.
But I'm on
how's
the
plan
right now.
How's the plan going for you, Mike?
It's going good. I don't drink as much as I did. 11 days without booze.
Wow.
Jackie, did you fear death getting bitten?
I've been bitten 8 times in the 37 years.
Whoa.
Of life, so I don't understand what that can be, and it's put me in the hospital for several times.
You ever think about Evel Knievel? He went over the Snake River Canyon.
Well, he got nearly over. He got to the middle anyway.
How do you calm the snakes down, Jackie, when they get agitated?
You really can't calm a rattlesnake. You know, rattlesnakes, you just have to know what to expect from them, because I do know kind of... and what their instincts tell them to do.
Jackie,
I've been around them a long time.
Hey, Jackie.
Rapid movement triggers a strike. So if it's a little slow and easy, they generally won't
you want to hear about my trouser snake?
You're kidding.
Yeah. You like the sex, Jackie? You like intercourse?
Yes, sir, I do.
Very good.
So do I.
Big fan.
You married, Jackie?
Been married to nearly every girl I knew for a little while.
Do the snakes ever speak to you?
No, I never had one of them talk to me. I used to get pretty drunk, and I never had one talk to me.
Did they ever speak Spanish to you?
No, not any other languages either.
Why is it there's so much Spanish speaking now in America? What's your feeling on that?
Well, suits me just fine. I'm not fluent in hardly any languages. I can barely speak English.
Bothers me.
Texas is real hard to understand. Anywhere in the world aside from in Texas.
Bothers the hell.
What do you feed the snakes, Jackie? When they're
eating mice, rats, baby chickens, little birds, stuff like that. Mice and rats.
Must be tough on your family to crawl in a tub with snakes. Do people get upset to see you that love you?
Nah, they think it's pretty cool.
Cool. You like Jake?
Whoa.
You like Jake Plummer?
I like what?
You like Jake Plummer? He's a quarterback of the Denver Broncos.
Yeah,
Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake. Yeah, he's okay. I'm a big Dallas Cowboy fan, so, you know, but, yeah, Jake the Snake's okay.
Do you remember Ken Stabler?
Sure.
He was the Snake.
Yeah, I have a bottle of beer that was the Stabler beer.
You like beer?
Well, don't drink beer anymore.
Yeah.
I'm in recovery, 17 years sober. But
when you used to drink, how many would you have in a night?
However damn many I could get my mouth around that.
That's great.
Have you thought about your liver?
Well, you darn right. Look,
I'm pulling your wang.
Because I'm tickling myself.
How do you milk a snake?
Well, you can just, we put a 3-point pin on them where our fingers are underneath their jaws and on top of their head. And their jaws are hinged, so you can open their mouth 180 degrees. And you can milk them over into a glass. A lot of people milk them for getting the venom for research purposes and for making antivenin and stuff like that.
Well, talking with Jackie Bibby.
Just for demonstration purposes.
Jackie's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Spent time in a tub with 75
snakes.
Snakes aren't mammals, are they, Jackie?
No, they're reptiles. Now, one of my other records is where I held a bunch of rattlesnakes in my mouth. Now, last year I had a full page in the book last year.
In your mouth.
Do they ever get near you, no-no?
Sir?
Do the snakes ever get near you, no-no?
Yeah, every now and then.
That's got to be scary.
That would
hurt. I wouldn't want to get bit. What's the worst bite?
It's seriously deteriorated. It's got a lot of tissue damage as a result of having two bites on that same thumb.
We're talking with Jackie Bibby, who's in the Guinness Book of World Records. Jackie, how about that T.O.? Whoa! What are the Eagles going to do without Terrell Owens?
Well, hopefully they're not going to beat the Cowboys. Of course, Cowboys done tore their butt up one time, so, you know, I'm mean, they'll probably give them another little schooling.
The Chelsea, we've come to one of the perennial highlights of our Christmas show, the introduction of the Associated Press All-America football team, the cream of the NCAA, the National Collegiate Athletic Association. Here they come, one by one, ton by ton, the best of the 1991 season. Let's start with the All-America defensive team, right there.
Steve Edmonds, junior, defensive tackle, University of Washington.
Steve's certainly bigger than the other opposing linemen. In fact, he's generally bigger than the other school team's bus.
Santana Dawson, defensive lineman, senior, Baylor University.
Opposing players say that being blocked by this guy is an experience. You get to see what grass looks like from underneath.
Brad Culpepper, senior defensive tackle from Sunny University of Florida.
When Brad was only 2 years old, he had his picture taken on a bearskin rug. Actually, it wasn't a rug exactly. It was a real bear that Brad had in a hammerlock.
Leroy Smith, defensive end, University of Iowa, senior.
Yes, sir. Opposing players say that after this guy tackled you, you hear bells, which is a good sign. It means you probably still have ears.
Bob Jones, inside linebacker, East Carolina University senior.
Yes, sir. Opposing players tell me that you can get up after this guy tackles you, but some assembly may be required.
Marvin Jones, inside linebacker, sophomore, Florida State University.
I understand this guy got hit by a train this summer, but it's okay. Amtrak is not billing him for damages.
Joe Bowden, inside linebacker, senior, University of Oklahoma.
This guy has some appetite. I took him through a drive-in the other day. He ate the car in front of us.
Kevin Smith, senior defensive back, Texas A&M University.
This guy has a philosophy that anything that's in the air belongs to him. Five times this year, Goodyear have to buy their blimp back from him.
Terrell Buckley, junior defensive back, Florida State University.
Yes, sir. This guy sticks the opposing pass receivers like glue. He's a fierce defender of his territory. In fact, one player hollered, "Okay, you can stop covering me now and let me finish my shower."
Darrell Williams, defensive back, junior, University of Miami.
Once he didn't hear the whistle to end the play, and he tackled the entire brass section of the marching band.
Dale Carter, defensive back, senior, University of Tennessee.
Yes, sir. This guy's a quick defender five games this year. When the referee tossed the coin, he intercepted it.
Mark Vance, senior punter, Texas Tech University.
Yeah, this fella gets a lot of hang time. He kicked one ball against SMU, and by the time it came down, they were playing rice. And now for the offensive team.
Greg
Stripnack, offensive tackle, senior, University of Michigan.
Yes, sir. Greg was big at first. In fact, the stroke of delivering had to train by bench pressing a Greyhound bus. His passport photo is a fold-out.
Gray Ostrowski, senior, offensive guard, University of Tulsa.
That's 21 years ago, Jerry Ostrowski made history. He was the biggest baby ever born in the city of Collegeville and the city of Scranton and the city of Pittsburgh. He's so big, he was born in three cities.
Jay Lewenberg, national champions, University of Colorado, center.
You need three things to be a great offensive center. Strength, concentration, and not be ticklish.
Jeb Flesch, offensive guard, senior, Clemson University.
Yes, sir. Jeb is a great believer in the right to life, except for the guys he's playing against.
Bob Whitfield, offensive tackle, junior, Stanford University.
I'm not saying Bob plays rough, but Johnson & Johnson just named him Mr. Band-Aid. Wow. 10 more pounds, he'd have to wear license plates.
Kelly Blackwell, tight end, senior, Texas Christian University.
Yeah, this guy catches everything that comes his way. Last season, he caught 64 passes, 12 pigeons, and a helicopter.
Mario Bailey, senior receiver from the University of Washington.
Yes, sir, and what a pass receiver. There's a football anywhere in the air, Mario Bailey will somehow manage to pull it in. During one game this season, he caught 9 passes on the field, 3 in the end zone, and 1 in the parking lot.
Vaughn Dunbar, senior tailback, Indiana University.
Vaughn's rushing record is phenomenal. This year, he's the only American who gobbled up more real estate than the Japanese.
Marshall Faulk, San Diego State, freshman running back.
They say that this fellow is a triple threat in football. He can run around you, over you, or through you.
Ryan Benjamin, Jr., all-purpose back, University of Pacific.
Yes, sir, this guy is so fast, they printed his zip code on his uniform. And they have to change that every couple of minutes.
Carlos Huerta, place taker, senior, University of Miami.
Yes, sir, this kid has won a few games by kicking the ball far and accurate. Big deal. That's the same way I got out of sand traps.
Ty Detmer, quarterback, senior, Brigham Young University.
Yeah, Ty was last year's Heisman Trophy winner. And he's back this year as an All-American again. Ty is a passer who's going to be very valuable in the pros, and he knows it. He carries his right arm around in his wallet.
Desmond Howard, University of Michigan, split in and kick return specialist.
Yeah, Desmond is this year's Heisman Trophy winner. At 5'9", 176 pounds, little Desmond is famous for his acrobatic touchdown catches and game-breaking kick returns. Desmond won by a landslide vote, with the second largest margin of victory since the award was created in 1935. We're all very proud of you, Desmond.
Thanks, Bob.
This is the Don and Mike Show.